Blog Talk Radio.
Anything you could do, I could do better. I can do any. I can do any.
Okay, we're not doing
what
that
in
kind
the world?
Of intro. I have no
Who
idea, but we're not doing that. I think that was you.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Welcome.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful.
Luca, that was a wonderful intro.
I didn't put that there. I have no idea
what that is.
Hey, I know that song, though.
I bet Bo Diddley did it.
Yeah.
It's probably his favorite jam.
Probably.
I miss Bo. Whatever happened to Bo? Did he get raptured?
I don't know.
No,
he has a really bad taste in music, though. I found that out just a few minutes ago.
Hey, Luca, that was my favorite song that was playing.
Well, you also have a really bad taste in
So the morning show was absolutely amazing. Dustin was on fire. I was on fire. Christine was on fire. Pat was on. It was the most amazing show ever. It was the total God show all the way around. You guys missed it.
All right.
Because you're sinners.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I heard all about it, though, so, you know.
Katie, did you get
so
a big work today?
There's a lot going on in the world, huh?
Katie, did you get a word today?
Did I get a word? I got a personal word, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. I got a word, but I'm going to wait a bit.
Yeah, Lucio got a word.
We'll wait for everybody to kind of get in here. Judy's, I don't know if she's wanting to talk or if she's just chiming in to make sure she can hear it. Hello, Judy.
Hi, guys. Good to hear everyone's happy, cheery voices.
Judy.
Hi, Judy. How was your interview? Are you going to tell us all about it?
I got the job.
Oh, my God. And so when do you start?
The background and drug test stuff is going to get back in like a week to a week and a half.
That gives you enough time to get raptured, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, during the interview, God told me, he's like, you're getting the job. And I was like, really? Okay. And I got the job.
He already told me that last night when we were on the phone, but I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, he already told me I was going to get it? Oh.
I knew you were going to get that job.
Oh. Yeah. I don't even.
Hey, Luca.
What?
Do we want to tell him the story about the phone problems?
Okay, this was the stupidest, most retarded thing that I've ever experienced in the last 2 months. So basically, Katie had me blocked on her phone, and that's why I was, like, texting Jason. I was like, okay, Katie would literally call me, and I'd barely miss it. I'd be like, oh, man. And I'd call her back, and it goes straight to voicemail, like, every time. I'm like, what? This is stupid. And that's why I texted Jason. I was like, you, like, text Katie and tell her that I can't, like, call her back, you know? Apparently, yeah, I was, like, blocked all this time. Because Katie's a confused person.
Hint. That's a hint, buddy. When a girl, like, puts you in the block deal, that's a hint, brother. You just...
Dude, she's the one always calling me, though.
That's the thing.
Way
to call me out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know not to call you anymore.
I'll block you. I don't care.
I bet you God let that happen on purpose so Luca would have to deal with rejection issues.
I wasn't dealing... Okay, she would call me, Judy, and I would barely miss it, and I'd call back, and I'd just go to voicemail. I was like, this is ridiculous, but okay, whatever. You know?
I know. I'm just...
If anything, Katie's one getting rejected because I can never get back to her.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm getting messages from God now. I don't need no Luco.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we'll do telephone the telepathic way. Like, hey, Lord, tell Katie I say hey. Hey, Katie, Luke says hey.
So what happened, Katie? Was it just Jason Chambers technology or what?
Oh.
Wait, what?
How did Luco get blocked?
That's the funny part. We don't know because Austin was blocked too.
Bo Diddley did it.
We think Bo did it.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's a demon. It's a technology demon. They do this all
That's
the time.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I was like, and all of a sudden I was like, Bo.
No, they're tech demons. We had a tech demon last night. It ruined remember Jason, our technology demon for the show last night? We couldn't do our chat room.
Yeah, I remember very clearly, but they pulled up on Blog Talk this morning. They were getting, it was actually the whole site, they were getting a denial of service attack against the whole site, so, but the show went on.
Amen. I don't mind technology demons. They do God's work too, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah, I can tell you a funny story, Judy, about me texting Austin. And I was telling Luco he wasn't responding, and then I realized I'd blocked him, too.
Oh, my God, you guys, that's so funny. I wonder if God blocks us sometimes. I wonder if that's why we don't hear him, because he blocks us. He's tired of hearing our whining and pouting, so he blocks us for a minute. I'm playing, okay.
Oh, I can just see Katie standing over her phone rebuking demons.
I rebuked my phone.
No, the funny thing is, I all the time.
I seriously, like, I literally rebuked my phone, then called Katie again, and then it went to voicemail. I was like, I give up.
Actually, it works because Christina from Atlanta, she rebuked the demons in her washer and dryer because her washer and dryer broke down, and she couldn't afford to have that happen with two kids, and they're on a tight budget and all that, and guess what? Boom, it worked. So you can actually bind those tech demons and cast them out. For real, I'm not playing.
Well, I tried it last night, and Blog Talk still continued to fail, so I don't have the rebuke power.
Most of the time, you don't have to rebuke them because, you know, whatever, but you can if you feel like it. Make your washer work. You know, have you guys ever done this where you ask God a question, he gives you an answer, and you didn't really like it, so you were sure it was the devil, so you rebuked the devil, and then you ask God again, and then he said the same thing, and then you rebuked the devil. And then you ask God a third time. We mean God. And then I ask him a third time, and then he says the same thing, and then I'm like, all right, it wasn't a demon. It just wasn't the answer I wanted to hear, you know.
Judy, that reminds me of you know who.
Secrets don't make friends, Luco. Secrets don't make friends.
You got about 1,000 people listening, so yeah, whatever. I have no idea. Like, it's kind of hard to whisper on live radio, Luke.
Yeah. Hey, Judy. Yeah.
You know that super secret inside joke we have? I'm referring to that.
Yeah. You know that one thing?
I think I need to cast out a technology demon out of Luco. I don't know what's going on with him.
Judy, I thought demons couldn't touch us, though. They can't.
Nope.
No, they can't, you crazy people. You don't even know who your dad is? Hello? Remember, Katie, we were trying to make a video with your prophetic word, and we did it like 3 times, and I got really mad, and then I rebuked the devil, and God laughed at me? Remember, Katie, what he told me?
Yeah.
Remember Katie's powerful?
And then we did the other video, and it did the same thing.
All right, you guys, I never have a hard time uploading videos, just so you know. I know a bunch of people out there on YouTube are like, oh, my God, it must have been the devil because I tried to upload this for 5 days and it didn't work. It must be really the Lord. And I'm thinking it probably is the Lord trying to stop you from being a fool and putting up these stupid videos. That's what I always think when I hear people say that. But anyway, so I had a couple videos I did recently where that happened, and I was like, what? Like, no, I know this is of you, God. And you, those devils never touch my computer. Every video I upload goes, like, right that second. And it was with Katie. It was her 4-page thing. And I was like, what is going on here? And we did it twice. And remember, her word is really long. So the video took forever. And then I was like, that's it, Katie heard me get mad. I'm like, I rebuke you, devils. And the Lord started laughing right after I did that. And he goes, it wasn't a devil, silly. It was because you were clicking on another page while she was doing the video. And I'm like, oh.
And, Judy, you need to rebuke your phone, Judy, so it doesn't cut out all the time.
I know I'm driving in my car, but hey, Luco and Jason, remember how we were trying to make our part two to hearing God and how it didn't work twice? It really wasn't a demon. It was me. I was stupid. I was clicking on another icon while we were making it, and that's what makes it do that.
So you're telling me your technical errors cost the world Luco and mine's prophetic gifts?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what happened, you guys? Because it didn't work, I had to make the part two all by myself, and I realized that's what God was trying to do. He was trying to get Jason and Luco to shut up so I could give the part two.
Oh, that's cute.
We were the dirty sinners.
Yeah, we literally spent like a half hour making a video that we couldn't even put up there. Or two videos, I should say.
And all along, God was saying, Judy, you're the only one that needs to say it. Scrap those two morons.
Well,
I'm playing. You guys know I'm just. But
no,
it's funny.
No, really.
The damage is done, Judy. You already hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My confidence is gone.
Well, that's what you get for calling me a cult leader. Okay.
Yes, I'm an LB. Well, we got a lot of different people in here waiting on the line. And so I don't know if you guys want to get to the calls or if you'd like to share your fancy little message.
Yes.
My fancy little message? Oh, okay. I'll share my fancy little message.
I'm going to go ahead and get off the line. I love you guys. I'll be listening to the show, okay?
All right, love you too.
Bye.
Okay. I know I'm kind of goofy, but this is actually kind of a serious word, so try to at least, you know, contain yourselves, Katie. Okay, here it goes. Okay. My bride, hear me, my bride. The time is up. My true bride is chosen. I am coming now. There will be no more delays. Don't pay attention to the past any longer. Only look forward now. It is time, my children. Listen to the leaders I have put over you. This is my church. But most importantly, come to me with all things. I will not have my people be used in my place. Hear my words, bride. These are true. I come now.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Luca, would you mind reading that one more time?
Oh, yeah, I'll read it one more time.
To me, I love this message because there's some very cool words that he uses. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My bride, hear me, my bride. The time is up. My true bride is chosen. I am coming now. There will be no more delays. Don't pay attention to the past any longer. Only look forward now. It is time, my children. Listen to the leaders I have put over you. This is my church. But most importantly, come to me with all things. I will not have my people be used in my place. Hear my words, bride. These are true. I come now.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Luca.
No,
that was awesome.
No, it really
is. Hey, guys,
I
have to say something about that word. Can you let me talk for a minute?
Yes, the woman that said she hung up.
Okay, I had to unmute because I just went to In-N-Out Burger and bought a bunch of burgers for everyone in the house. And I was, you know, so excited to do that. And then Luco reads his word, and then my kid starts crying and said, Mom, I can't eat any food after that word. So my son's crying because you just read that, Luco.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nate,
like,
or John.
He was, like, begging me for, like, the last 2 hours to go to In-N-Out and get him a burger, and he listened to your word. He had taken a bite before you finished the word, and he put the hamburger down, and he goes, I can't eat. And he just started weeping because he is so excited for the Lord's return. And that was a beautiful word, so thanks. I just wanted to share that, which just happened.
Oh, wow. Well, now I feel bad. Wow.
No, it's a good thing. I was, like, excited. I want nothing more. So now I get to eat that burger.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man,
yeah, Judy
eats
everything.
That's the way I look at it.
But I just took that as a wonderful confirmation. No, I just took that as a wonderful confirmation. I just took it as a great confirmation on your word because my son loves In-N-Out Burger. So that was amazing. So good job. Thank you, Lord, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
Lord. No, that's
Lord.
What I'm saying. Between Luco's message, Katie's messages were just there's something different about these messages that I've listened to a lot of messages. And, Katie, I'm not blowing smoke or nothing. The messages you've had are just very beautiful. They're touching words. And I know that some of them seem like a little harsh. I didn't ever take them that way. And what Luca said right here, it's very heartfelt. And I really enjoy them.
Wow. Good to hear.
Yeah. Katie writes books now.
Then she leaves those books in classrooms. Someone steals them.
Right?
Amen.
Hey, I have a word that I think that everyone could benefit from, actually, but it was kind of a personal word. But I think everyone can benefit from it.
Go for it.
All ears.
Says, daughter, thank you for being obedient. I love you. Don't be afraid. I forgive you. I understand your heart and your intentions are pure. Do as I say and be patient with me, for haven't I been patient with you? Depend on me. I'm coming soon. I'm still coming to make all things right. Rest with me. I'll give you more of me and my peace. I'm not disappointed in you. You're worthy, daughter. I'm coming for you. So, that was it.
Wow. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I know the personal ones are a little different because they're a lot more tailored to yourself, but no, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I thought y'all could benefit from that. So.
Sorry, my home phone started ringing, so I muted myself. But Katie, good word. That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You guys, do you want me to start bringing a couple people on the line?
Sure.
Thanks, Luco. Okay, it's 205. Hello, 20. Back to you, Luco. 205. Hello, 205. 205, are you there? Isn't that your area code, Katie?
Yeah, that's Katie.
That's mine, yeah.
What are you doing, Katie?
What? I'm not.
Oh.
I'm muting that one. I guess you guys are on a three-way call or something. Okay, I believe this is somebody we know. Hello, 626.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Katie. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Is this Leah?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, what's
really
up, Leah?
Like, not laugh, but it never worked. I tried.
I recognized your laugh. That's why I was like, oh, that's Leah.
I tried, though. It's okay. hey,
do you have
Ryan,
a wonderful, fancy message to share?
Not super fancy, but, I mean, it was cool for me. So I was in bed this morning because I had a hard time sleeping last night. I just, like, kept waking up, and I was like, okay. And then, like, I know Stacey ratted me out this morning. She's funny. And so she was like, oh, you know, because I texted her this morning and told her that, like, I heard the wind. It, like, woke me up at, like, I don't know, like, around 3:30 or something, and it was just blowing up crazy. And then I was like, okay. And then so I went back to sleep. But then this morning I was, like, trying to be lazy and sleep in before I had to get up for work. And, like, I was interrupted in my sleeping in by the Lord, which and, like, and so at first I thought that, like, maybe that was just, like, my mind, like, trying to guilt me into, like, getting up. And then it wasn't. And I was, like, laying in the bed, and I was, like, it was, like, I heard, like, daughter, get up. I come now. And I was, like, okay. Like, I was just laying in the bed, and I was, like, yeah, right, I'm not getting up. That was, like, me, like, ignoring my alarm clock. And then I heard it again, and then it kept going again, and again until I got up, and I was, like, okay. And so I got up out of bed, and then, like, so usually whenever, I don't know, I have the feeling, like, I'm like, oh, I'm looking for the Lord. I'm weird, so I have to go look out, like, the door or, like, the window because I have, like, a glass door. So I, like, go out there, and I'm, like, looking, and I'm standing there. But, like, you know, I'm, like, looking at the sky. And then I saw this really cool star, I think. It was really, really bright, and it was, like, hanging out kind of low. And I wasn't sure exactly what it was because it didn't look like a normal star. Like, at first when I saw it, it kind of looked like a cross, but then when I looked at it a little bit longer, I noticed that it wasn't like a normal star that I would see, because it was moving. And the thing about it was, as I kind of started to watch it, it kind of ended up looking like a person, because it had, like, it kind of looked like it had a head and, like, two arms and two legs. Like, it was pacing back and forth across the sky because it was moving from, like, left to right. And I was standing there watching it for, like, 10 minutes, and I was like, what? And I was, like, trying to, like, I took a picture of it, and I was, like, trying to record it, but, it, like, it didn't work for me. And then I woke up my son, and then I showed him, and I was like, what is that? And he was like, I don't know what that is. And so I was like, is it moving? And so he looked at it, and he was like, yeah. And he was like, well, maybe it's two things. I think it's two things. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what it is. And then, like, I showed my husband, and then he was like, it's a star, you know, because it was early. And so, you know, people were, like, grumpy around my house. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. And so Stacy was like, it's a star.
That's awesome. I like the animation to it.
Okay.
I think I might have talked
about dreams. I remember that I had a dream last night about angels, but that's about it.
Oh, is that all? Just a dream about angels? No biggie. Just some angels.
You know, like you do.
I have to say something. You know how this might be inappropriate to some people, but we have this thing where the angels, like, kind of, what was it, Luco, Judy said?
You talk about when they fart in your room?
Yeah. I've been having, like, smell in my room, and it's because I think the angels are sending me glory farts.
I think it's just you, Katie. You don't even realize
it.
It's
not me.
I've been hearing women say that for years, Katie, so.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That smells in here. It couldn't be me, though.
Oh. No, that's neat. Dustin's buddy, who never even heard about this, was having dreams about the same thing. And so it's such a cool confirmation that, you know, about the rapture or the angel fart thing, that he'd never even heard of it or anything. And he was telling Dustin, I was like, man, I'm going to share this with you. It's pretty weird, though. So, confirmed. I'm going to keep bringing some people on here because we've got several, but it's 435. Hello, 435.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, I'm just listening. Putting my baby to sleep like always. You can just mute me. Sorry.
All right. Thank you. I mark everybody now so I remember who they are. I believe 818 is always one that is just listening. So let's go 614. Does that sound good, Luco? 614, okay.
I don't know, Jason. You tell me.
I'm just going to roll the dice and go with it. Hello, 614.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
How are you doing?
I don't know. I had a dream. I'm good. I had a dream. I had, like, a vision thing about, like, the dead rising. I think your wife had one like that. And I've just kind of continued to see them rise, and then, like, around 10 or 11 this morning, I got, you know, I got, you know, the words, like, the numbers all in, the dead are all in, so I just thought that was interesting.
That's extremely interesting. My wife has had the same thing about the Lord. In fact, maybe she should unmute herself and talk a little bit right now.
Maybe. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you just fine.
I didn't catch. Is it Christine? Is that who was talking? I didn't catch her name.
No, it was Chris.
Chris, I'm sorry. Well, I haven't had any dreams about it, but when, I don't remember who it was, I think it was Stacy maybe, was talking about this several days ago. I was at work and I was listening about, she was hearing bells, and she said she felt in her spirit that it was the dead rising. And I was working, and I was like, no. And I asked God myself, I was like, okay, is that what it is? And he told me it was. He told me, yes, that's what I'm doing. And so I haven't personally experienced it. He just confirmed to me what others have said, too. I love, though, that he's telling you that they're all complete. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome.
Wow. You have another story you want to share there, young lady?
Nope, that's good. Move on to the next one. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Chris. It's awesome. Ashley?
Yes?
Would you like to continue to share something fancy?
Well, this is more just personal than anything. I guess it kind of goes along the lines of trusting God. I'm a little bit stubborn, Jason will tell you. And I had asked, I had prayed here a while back. I've been wanting to physically feel God, you know, touch me or, you know, something, shake my bed, whatever. And I had prayed several days ago that he would tickle me. Judy had said tickle, and I thought, oh, that sounds fun. I'm kind of a ticklish person. And didn't think anything of it after I finished praying. I was just like, okay, you know, whatever, we'll wait and see, which is unusual because I'm also very impatient. And let's see, night before last, Jason and I were laying in bed, and it had been kind of a heavy spiritual night. I mean, we were both just really feeling the spirit, and it was the night that I had been struggling with demons. I think he had talked about that. And we get in bed, and he likes to mess with us in bed, and he's just pouring out his spirit on me. I mean, stronger than I've ever felt it. And all of a sudden, I just had the giggle so bad. It was like Jesus literally reached down with his hand and just tickled my chest. I mean, I had this uncontrollable giddy laughter. It was the most fun thing I think I have ever done. And now I'm sitting here waiting for him to do it again.
Isn't that awesome?
But,
A little bit of tickle.
Wow.
Man,
I never thought he'd actually physically tickle me. I mean, it's so common for God. It was cool.
Yeah, I thought is that you, Pat?
Yeah, I'm here, honey. Hi, guys. Love you.
Pat never has to stay on mute at all. If she calls in, I unmute her right away.
Oh, thanks. How is everybody?
We are wonderful,
awesome.
Pat. How was your day?
Okay. Oh, I'm here. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm on.
Christine wanted me to tell you, Pat, and I also supposed to tell Stacy, I don't think she's on here yet, she was really wanting to say thank you and that she loves you and how much all the sharing this morning that you guys were all doing and everything has really helped build everything and how welcome as a family she's felt. So she wanted me to make sure I got that to you.
Well, that we feel the same way. You know, I feel the same way. And whatever, you know, we share, somebody out there will hear it and they'll think like, boy, this one went through a lot, you know, an awful lot, but they didn't leave the Lord and they're still with him. And if they can do it, I can do it. You know, so you got to, I hope that'll get across, that don't give up, that just pray about everything. And if he doesn't answer things right away, doesn't mean he's not going to answer. He didn't hear your prayer. He did hear your prayer and he will answer it, but in his way, in his time, as I've said, you know. So I have the peace that you prayed, he heard, and let him work. You know, don't be stressed out about stuff, you know. Any little thing that crops up through the day, I say, Jesus, just take care of this, you know. We'll work through this together, and let's just keep on keeping, you know, and stay positive. And I refuse to be down. I just refused because I know he's heard my prayer, and he'll answer it when he wants to. You know, and that's that. And don't stress out about it, you know. Because once you run it by him, once you run it by him, he's got it, and there ain't nobody else you're going to go to, you know, like him. So, really, you're not. He's the one. So have peace, you know. With all this sharing, I have peace too, you know. And it's something else. It's just it's a beautiful walk, you know, but you can't get stressed because things just don't always seem to happen right away. You know, he will answer. He will. So don't be discouraged, you know. Just keep praying and keep hoping. He hears you. Of course he hears you.
Don't look left or right and stay in him and don't look back and he's coming to get us.
Yeah, I mean, there was I forget the name of the person, but boy, he was just going off on how he's on his way and how he's coming. I think I wrote Dustin about it, you know, that I was just amazed that this guy's like, now, Jesus said, you know, and like eminent, like just really believe, you know, it was, and the thing was only like maybe, you know, 10 seconds long, but it was this message about I'm coming, just get ready. I've given enough warnings and everything, and now I'm going to come. And it was like it just thrills through your, and I sent it to a few people who were kind of down, you know, about, well, you know, having one of those moments, you know, and I said, here, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
And they thanked me.
Do
Do you think it's possible that Jesus gets butterflies like about us?
Oh, how sweet.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, sure, I'm sure he does. He just, yeah, he's human, so hey, you know.
He's a, I mean, getting excited and waiting, and I mean, sure, it's, yeah, I mean, it's,
oh,
if you
I'm
feel
sure
the emotion,
he's
felt
this.
The emotion.
He's full
yeah.
of emotion, more than you can imagine. You know, he said, I'm the most sensitive of all men. You know, he feels everything, you know, and just that he's human, just, as I said, absolutely throws me. It's just, I just want to wrap myself around him and never let go. And if you want anything, you know, just tell me what you want. You know, I'll take care of you. And I speak for everyone out there, you know, feels the same way.
Hey,
can't
hey
give.
Pat.
Not of him can't give enough. Yeah.
You came in late and you missed. You came in late and you missed something beautiful. And so I wanted to see if we can recap this. I've heard this message several times, but I could hear it again. Luca, would you mind reading that one again?
Okay.
Yeah, I can't always get on because I have family.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have
go
a
ahead.
Listen,
what?
Pat. This is good.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, my bride, hear me, my bride. The time is up. My true bride is chosen. I am coming now. There will be no more delays. Don't pay attention to the past any longer. Only look forward now. It is time, my children. Listen to the leaders I have put over you. This is my church. But most importantly, come to me with all things. I will not have my people be used in my place. Hear my words, bride. These are true. I come now.
Oh,
amen.
That is gorgeous. I am seeing this so much. Yeah. I'm seeing it so much everywhere. People are saying the same thing. You know, the YouTubers are saying the same thing, the ones that we usually read and, you know, the trust, really, I say the ones you feel you can trust that are just really, really hearing from God. And it's like, now, I'm coming. I've done enough. I've given enough warnings. I've spoken enough. And this is the new theme. Like, I've done enough. I'm on my way. Like, this is it,
amen.
Guys. This is it, you know. And I feel just thrilled in my spirit that this is it. I have no doubts at all,
amen.
You know.
Hey, man, I
got
to bring another
you know.
Person on the line here.
Sure, go ahead.
It's 413. Hello, 413. 413. Hello. I think 413 is just listening. So back to you, Luco.
That was beautiful, honey. That was beautiful.
It's all God. It's all God.
Yeah.
I think I've heard Luco. I had him read it to me a couple times. He did it twice
yeah.
there and another one, and I think it's just that's just a very wonderful word because there's so much in it. Actually, Luco, if you've written that out, would you mind sending that to me, inbox or to me or anything?
Yeah,
I'm obsessed
y'all
with your message.
It.
Hey, Luca, we can even make a video on my channel and put it out there like I've been doing with Katie's words if you want.
Oh, that'd be good.
How long have you been here?
I've been here the whole time. I have to run errands. I have to do things that the real world
yeah.
has to
oh.
do and really work.
Right.
Hey, I just wanted to say something before I mute myself again. I know you don't believe me, but I will. I'll mute myself. I just want to encourage everybody. I think that, you know, we say it every show, but the purpose of the two radio shows is to have you, the bride, call in and to showcase you. God is very proud of his bride in this hour and his rapture-centric bride. He wants to show her off, much like a father shows off his daughter before the wedding at the dinner, before the wedding. Both of the bridal parties on the father's side and the mother's side, they throw a party and they thank each other and they show each other's gratitude, you know, for this beautiful love that, you know, has happened. And so God said to do this twice a day because there's many beautiful brides out there that he wants to show off, that he wants to, oh, you guys hear that helicopter? Hold on.
We're watching you.
It's the government.
You know what? Dustin had told me that President Obama was going to visit my house next, so I'm pretty sure that's him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's the thing, you guys. I'm so powerful that the devil didn't want me to get out this message, so he brought a helicopter. I'm kidding. Okay, that's a joke. All right. Anyway.
Rebuke the helicopter.
You'll have a crash, though.
Anyway, so I just wanted to say, because I'm going to be listening to the show as I'm running some errands, and I want to hear a lot of people's beautiful voices call in and share with us what God is doing with you in this last hour. And thank you for all the regulars that call in, and thank you for the hosts that share constantly. And the show would be just good enough like that, but I'm just saying, call in. Don't be shy. We want to hear your voice, and we'll make it easy for you. Like, Jason and Luco and Katie and Pat, everyone's really nice. Like, they won't make you feel weird and awkward, okay?
No, sir.
All right,
never.
That's all I wanted to say.
We'll talk to you later.
I really want to add to that is that, guys, I'm telling you, when you share, we get blessed, and you will get a blessing. It's people will call in and share, and then they get the Holy Spirit all over them after they've shared, and it's like this wonderful moment you have with the Lord. And I'm not promising anything for anybody, but I'm telling you, when you go in and share a story, you're sharing the Lord's love, and a lot of people have been blessed by that. But I do have somebody I got to bring in on here. It's 347. Hello, 347.
Hey, guys. I have some really, really good news. I'm starting to recognize God's voice while he's speaking to me and to only realize that he's been speaking to me all along.
Wow.
Amen, sister.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I just figured that you have to really listen and be attentive because he's always there.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. But Luca helped me out a lot with that. I said you helped me out a lot with that.
Wait, did you call on the phone one time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember you now. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was like a day ago, I was just like talking to him, and he told me to go do my homework.
That is the Lord. He tells you some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, sister. I'm so happy for you. It's a wonderful time, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful, honey.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
How many
so
people do you think you've helped hear the Lord?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. I never, like, took notes. I just kind of just went and went and went. I don't know.
Right. That's what you do. So. You just keep going. Yeah.
I think
it's amazing. You've helped a lot of people hear him. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, proud to do God's work.
Luco.
Hmm.
Remember that comment you made on my video about stupid? Why don't you share that?
Oh, yeah. Basically, one of the best ways to hear God is to just assume you're being stupid and say he's not talking to you. Because for one, that humbles you. Mm-hmm. And two, we are all stupid compared to God anyway. So, I mean, sorry if it's harsh words, it's just basic facts. So just call yourself stupid if you have to, but God's always speaking.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
Hey, Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, honey. Go ahead.
I just want to say, like, I listened to the morning show after I didn't wake up till noon. God's really making me a sloth. I love it. Anyway, I woke up at noon, and I woke up to a beautiful radio show with all the beautiful callers. And Pat, I don't know, something about you this morning.
I just share from my heart, you know, people are suffering out there, and if they can hear some of our stuff, they're not going to feel alone, and maybe it'll hit them that, gee, maybe I can go to the Lord and talk about this, and maybe he can help me with my stuff, you know. I sure hope so, because I shared a lot, but boy, there's still stuff that in there that it's hard for me, because it's very painful still. I mean, I've just been, but, you know, when I was working at the home for unwed mothers, he uses that to help all those girls who even had probably even worse things happen to them, you know, and they would sit there and say, can I tell you more? I feel like the Mary Magdalene's talking to you. Can I tell you this? And I said, yes, go ahead. And they're looking at me like, well, when are you going to say something to me that's going to be shocking? And I said, and it's like, I'm not, because I've been there, done that too many times with all the horror you've been through, you know. And I couldn't turn my back on the Lord. Something just wouldn't let me do that. You know, but he will take all these sorrows and use it so that you can reach out and minister to others in their hurts, you know, because many people are hurting, especially today. Many people are hurting. And if you look at the way the world is today, and I have to say, how does one get through without faith, you know, in our Lord, you know, because we have all our own stuff still. And how? I don't know. They must be on the verge of Harry Carey or something, because how can they stay sane? How can they... You know, not just totally have their lives destroyed. They have no faith.
I know, it's true. It's like God designed the economy to crash like this so that people would come to him. He designs everybody's trials. You know, he designs them. He's wanting people to look to him. You know, this gig is over in America. This dollar is about to die. And it only it just hasn't died yet because, you know, the bride is still here. But it's all about to fall. And God wants, he's trying to cause your situation to try to make you look up. And, you know, I just have to say this. I know I wasn't even planning on talking, but I just want to say, like, you can never say it enough, Pat, how much God loves you. Jason can never say it enough. And you feel like I said that on the last show. Should I say it again? Luco could never tell you enough how much God is talking to you and how he is talking. You just have to hear him. And Luco could never say enough. Just pretend like you're stupid, you know, because you are. You know, what Luco just said, it's almost like you have to say it 5 million times. Because God told me that they still don't believe it. He told me, Judy, they still don't believe that I love them. They still think I'm mad at them. And I'm like, well, I already made a video on that. He's like, make another one. They already heard that video, and now they're waiting for the next one. So he's like, just tell them how much I love them. Tell them I'm not mad at them. Tell my creation to be serious. Have a relationship with me, you know, to get real with me. Because I care, and I care so much that I'm going to keep repeating myself because the world's about to end. And and I'm gonna and it's gonna be really sad. And God's sad about that. So you guys, he really is speaking to you. And I'm really glad about the caller who just called in and said she realized all along it was God, and now she's hearing him. See, because he's speaking to everybody. It's just that you're tuning it out, and you're thinking it's your own mind. When the Bible says you have the mind of Christ, and God's not just talking to Christians. He's talking to unbelievers all day too.
He's talking to everybody.
I'm sure he talks to animals too. So I'm done. That was a rant. Katie could never say her words enough. The prophetic words that God's saying through her, she's going to keep getting them until he gets here. They're all going to start to sound the same. But people need to hear it. They need to hear it in a different video, on a different radio show, because they already forgot yesterday. And I'm speaking to myself, too. I need to hear it. I need to hear God tell me fresh every day that he loves me. I need God to tell me that every day, you guys, because I'm needy. We're all needy. We're all in situations that are challenging, most of us. But I don't just need him to tell me he loves me because, you know, I just need him to talk to me because I need my Creator. And everybody needs him. And people that think they don't need him go ahead and try to tune him out with alcohol and drugs and different kinds of addictions. Right. When God wants to alter their reality. He wants to give them spiritual crack. He wants to take him out. God wants to alter people's reality, but they're just trying to alter it without him. So that's why he lets them drink and do drugs. I mean, some people, drinking saves their life because they can't face the reality of what goes on in their mind, and they have to drown out all those voices. And God's like, if you would just get high on me, if you would just get drunk on my love. You know, Beyonce has a beautiful song, Drunk on God's Love, Drunk in Love.
Oh, wow.
Okay, obviously, everyone hates Beyonce because she's Illuminati and, you know, and all that. Okay, whatever, you guys. You know what? God loves Beyonce.
But you can
take
the words.
And I'm
praying
that she
repents.
But
all
her
of them,
song,
all of them.
Beyonce's song, it's called Drunk in Love. See, God wants you to be drunk in love with him.
Yes, honey.
The world is looking to be drunk in love. That's why Beyonce's song is so popular. And I love it because to me it's like it's God telling to the world, come to me.
Yeah.
Now, she's referring to sexual love, but see, they're just crying out for God's love. Everybody
God's
wants
love,
you guys, and everyone's going to keep looking for it until their journey will end. This love journey is going to end when you look into the face of Jesus Christ. It's going to end because you're no longer going to be looking for love in food. You're no longer going to be looking for love in a relationship in a sexually confusing way. You are going to, when you meet the love of Jesus Christ, you're going to be so undone. And you can't tell me you won't be, because if you're not undone, that means I know you don't know how much he loves you. Because if you really find out, you will be completely undone, because he ruined my life. I've known him for 27 years, and his love wrecked me. And in the last five in particular, it's made me almost unable to function, you know, because his love will just, it'll wreck you, okay? And when you meet it, you'll never be the same.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll never be able, you'll be like Pat. Pat cannot shut up about God's love. She just can't.
I can.
Jason, she can't. It's almost like God, and God doesn't want to muscle her because he's saying, Pat, they believed you on the last show, but they need to hear it again. You know, it's like.
Oh, he went through something with me last night, and it's going to take courage to go off because I'm going to go off, okay? It's for all those ones out there who are searching. And I want to say to them, listen, get real with him and let him heal you. Get real and he'll heal. Now, there's others out there thinking, I'm hearing what I like and everything like that, but I don't know how to do this, and I don't know where it's going to lead me, and I'm really kind of bad. Well, get over that and just say, you know, Jesus, damn it, man, I don't even know if I believe in you, and I don't even, I want to throw a dish on the wall. Well, go ahead and throw the damn dish on the wall and tell Jesus, damn, I can't. I don't know if you're real or what. Show me. He's waiting for your cry. If you need a few depletives, if you got to throw the dish, go ahead and throw it, but you're going to do it with him. You're going to talk to him. You're going to tell him how you feel. That's what he wants. He doesn't care how you say it or how you do it. Tell him. Don't stay in the way you are, and he will reach into your heart and take all the crap and garbage and stuff and darkness out of your heart that Satan is holding you away from him. Just talk to him. Let him heal you. Get real with him, and he'll heal you. He doesn't care how you say it or how you put it. This all went through me last night. And just if you have to yell at him, yell at him. If you want to go up and pound him on the shoulder and say, I can't stand this life. I don't understand it. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of that one. I want to choke this one, and I want to, you know, I'm pissed with this life. Tell him. At least you're telling God how you feel. He doesn't care. You're his child. He knows this world sucks at times. In plain English, guys, it does, and you're suffering, and you don't know why, and Satan's got a hold of you. He wants to take Satan out of you. So let him take him out of you. Let him love you. Just, he says in this book, in your greatest shortcomings, throw yourself into my arms. Don't wait until you're pleased with yourself. Give yourself to me just the way you are, just the way you are, with all your mess, with all your sins, with all your confusion, with whatever, whatever, whatever. Throw yourself into my arms. Just do it, and let me heal you. And you'll see, you'll end up either on the floor, but, you know, crying like a baby, or you're going to be in his arms, snuggled into his neck, crying like a baby. Just let him touch you. Give it to him. He doesn't care how you come to him. He doesn't care what you're saying to him. Do it. Just do it. And be healed and be freed from the enemy who is just making a mess of your life and trying to get you to go to hell. Hell was not made for man. It was made for the demons. Heaven was made for God, because that's where he wants his beloveds, his children, his brides. Amen. So just do it. Just do it. I don't care how. He doesn't care. You want to throw a dish, just make sure there's no one standing there. But throw the dish and tell him, I'm pissed, I'm mad, I want to believe in you. And Jesus doesn't mind if you ask him, you know, show yourself to me, prove yourself to me. He doesn't mind. Get ready for your woo-woo moment, because you're going to get it. All he needs is the sincerity of your heart, no matter how mad you are, no matter how confused you are, no matter how Satan has you by the throat. I could say something else, but I'm a lady. Don't just give it to him. No, really, seriously. Satan's got hold of you. Let a drop of his blood come on your heart and purify you and guide you and protect you. And listen to him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you what to do from there. You get the Bible. He'll lead you to people. He's not going to leave you just standing there on your own in this brand new thing where you just gave yourself totally to him in tears and frustration and crying out. He's going to help you. He's going to guide you, and you'll know what to do. Just give God a chance. And he's human, so don't tell me he doesn't understand how you feel. For 33 years, he suffered like a dog with rejection and people wanting to stone him and finally crucified for us so he paid the Father's debt for us. But just give him a chance. People out there, give him a chance. He loves you. He wants to save you. You belong to him. He's your Savior. He's your beloved. He's your God who loves you like you've never been loved before. So no matter how you come to him, I don't care. He doesn't care. Just get to him, and if you have to scream and yell and be mad at him or even pound on the wall, go ahead, because he's thief on the cross. He's going to forgive you.
I'll say it, Pat, because Pat's a lady, and she doesn't talk like that, but I'm a lady, too, and I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus doesn't give a shit. If that's the way you talk, if that's just...
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, if you
come to him
for 5 minutes, all right, and you think you can't go to God because you have a filthy mouth, God wants to hear you cuss. God wants to hear you come just like you are, okay? He's not offended by your cussing. Are you crazy? You know, you get all
he's
up in God's
offended.
Face. You know what? Yeah. You tell, but cuss, you know, you can talk to him if that's how vile your mouth is. Jesus is like, as long as you give it to me, just give it to me, give it to me. You
give
know?
It
and
to him.
Like, Jesus does not give a shit what you're going
through.
He doesn't
care.
He loves you.
Yes.
He doesn't care. He wants you to come
he
just like you are.
Free you.
He's not mad.
Free you.
He's not mad that
no.
you're he doesn't care that you're a mess. That's why he died. He wants to hear it all, and he can't wait to hear from you today.
Yes.
And that's why we won't get you
afraid.
Hooked on our show. We won't
don't
get you hooked on that. We won't get you hooked on, you know, any of our videos. We're trying to get you hooked on Jesus Christ, guys. And we're going to keep telling you until you finally decide to
finally
talk
get
to
it.
Him face
he wants to free you from the enemy. He wants to free you from
late.
Satan.
It's too late in the hour. We're all
listen,
about
guys,
here.
Everybody out Amen. There, listen. This might be the last video you have, so listen to it and come to the Lord. I'm telling you, never mind how you are. Satan's got you by the throat, and God wants to put his arms around you and have you by the waist. He just wants to press you to his heart and love you. Let him love you. Don't be afraid. Don't put all these things in front of him, well, I'm this and that, or No. Just, Jesus, I don't want this anymore. I want what they have. I want to love you, but I'm a mess, and I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed to come to you. Well, scrap that, and just throw yourself into his arms. Just give him a chance. Just give him a chance. That's all, guys. Give him a chance, because
and
he loves
what?
You. He'd rather save
he's
you than lose you.
He stopped.
Yeah.
He stopped.
Anybody who's not with the Lord, 1,000 graces a day, 1,000 words a day, 1,000 situations a day, 1,000 people a day, he's always, yes, he's stalking you. He's constantly speaking to you to let go and let him and let him love you. Just let him love you. Yeah. Don't worry
you know,
about how you are. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is my phone coming in?
No, we
yeah,
have
you're coming in. You're breaking up a little bit, but we can hear you everything you're saying.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute my phone right now, and I have more to say, but the Lord's going to speak it through others, and I love you guys, and I'm going to keep listening.
Okay.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Love you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
You know,
that's what
I
people
just get
have
spirit
to get
all
over
me.
Yeah.
I get spirit
you've
on me when
to
it gets
just
to go
to
on
him.
Like this.
Yeah. You've got to just let him heal you. You've got to cry out. He wants that cry, and I don't care what language you use or what you want to do. If you want to pound him on the shoulder and say, I'm mad at you. I, the world's a mess. Why is it a mess? A lot of people don't understand things, and they're just putting everything in worldly terms or their terms or whatever, and they're not listening to God. But if you have to scream and yell at him for him to get you, go right ahead. He doesn't care. He wants you, and he doesn't care how it's going to come about. You know, so don't be afraid to be angry or upset, because he knows you haven't been loved enough. You've been misguided. Satan's duped you, and he wants to get you away from all that so that you belong to him and have an eternity with him. With him, not anywhere else. Okay? So
Amen.
Let it out. Just let it out. Let him have it. He doesn't care. He's your daddy. You don't think kids, dads and I don't know, because I haven't had a parent since I'm 10, but, you know, you can duke it out with your dad and just say, you know, I'm angry about this. This doesn't make sense. Why is this? Why that? Why all this suffering? Why this? Where are you? Who are you? Ask him. Ask him. Don't be afraid. Ask him. Be totally upfront with him. Be right up in his face. You're not being disrespectful because you're in the fight of your life.
Amen, Pat.
So be in his
oh,
face.
Oh, that was fire.
I had that last night, and I said, Jesus, you want me to... Because he already told me, I'm going to do this tonight. And I said, and I'm a little bit shy sometimes, but I love him. And it's like, I'll give you my last drop of blood like you did for me. I don't care. I love you. And if someone wants to kill me, go ahead. They can kill me for you. I don't give a damn anymore. You know, this is it. Satan's ridiculous. Satan's ridiculous, and he needs to be chained. It's time. And he hates
guys. Seeing all the hurt.
Yeah. He knows his time is short, so he's like a roaring lion, but he's got padded feet. You don't hear him coming. Don't do something stupid to get too close to him, or he's going to get you. You got to be aware. Your thoughts take up most of your life. Keep those thoughts in the climate of God, of love and mercy and kindness. Control those thoughts. If you can control your thoughts and control your tongue, then, hey, you know, you're going to make it. And keep it in the Christ-like light, you know, let Jesus shine through you. And don't be afraid to come to him. I don't care how you come to him. Come to him. Look at the thief on the cross. Who knows what that man did? He never was baptized. He never went to church. Nothing. And he said, we deserve what we got, but this man is innocent. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You think he's going to show you any less mercy? I mean, you probably even haven't done all the horrible things maybe that Steve did. But do you think Jesus had a little black book with him? No. He forgave him. And that day he was in paradise. He wants to do the same for you, no matter where you are, what you've done. I don't care if you've had 20 abortions. You tell Jesus, I'm sorry, I really screwed up. The devil really had me. I don't want to be this way. I'm sorry for all this. He's going to forgive you. You're not going to go to hell. But you gotta talk to him. Guys, you got to talk to him. Got to let him know how you feel. And if you're angry and want to, you know, say throw a plate, go ahead. But you're going to do it in front of him. And that's what he wants. If that's what he needs to break you and get you into his arms and have forgiveness, then so be it. That's what he's waiting for. Because most of mankind out there is messed up. And I don't care how messed up you are, give all that mess to him, and he'll straighten it out. He will. He'll straighten it out. He'll straighten it out. But you got to go to him. You got to talk to him. And if it's yelling, yell. He doesn't care. As long as you...
Can you hear me, Pat?
It's going to come to him. Yeah.
I like your now. I like when you said, you know, throw a dish against the wall. I like that.
Yeah. No, I've met angry people with me, and they've been so angry with me or whatever, and I'll get them to crying because I will hold them and say, hey, you're having more than a bad hair day. Let me give you a hug. That's what you need. That's what people need. God made us in his likeness and image, and we have a great hunger for love, to be loved and to love, whether we realize it or not. I don't care how many masks you have on. That's how you're made, and that's the ultimate goal, is to belong to God and to be God's love. And Satan will do everything in his way to bring you the other way, and he will put trinkets in front of your eyes and gold in front of your eyes and material things and the need to shine and be proud and be better than everybody else and keep up with the Joneses and all this other crap. You know, that's totally false. You know, and God wants to take
you
away from that.
That's why I love Beyoncé's song, Drunk in Love. Because that's what everyone's looking for, and that's what Beyonce's looking for, you know?
Yes.
And don't tell me God's not going to save her in the trib, and don't tell me that she's just a devil worshiper, and yes, you know what?
No,
she's deceived by the devil right now, like a lot of other people are, okay? But you see God's judging his creation. He loves his creation. She created that song, Drunk in Love, because she's looking for love. And don't tell me some Illuminati person. You know what? God speaks to these people. God wants to get you so drunk in his love that every one of your addictions falls. Okay, that's what happened in my life. God got me so drunk in his love, you guys, that every bad habit falls. Okay? Am I perfect? No.
Nobody is.
But here's what I'm trying to tell you. God wants you to be drunk. And the reason why, in his love, okay, and the reason why Pat's analogy of throwing the dish against the wall is so wonderful, because he wants your passion. So if all you have right now is anger, if all you have is anger for God and for others for how your life is so fucked up, that's all you have.
Amen.
All you have is anger. God wants it. He wants you to swallow that damn cup and break it. He wants you to break all your dishes and just give, but talk to him. He's the one that wants to hear you. He's the only one that's going to hear you. There's not any Mother Teresa going to want to listen to you. God, though, he wants to hear you, and he wants your anger. And I guarantee you, if you cuss Jesus out, and you tell him, I'm a screwed up mess, and I think it's partly your fault, too, and then you humble yourself when you're done yelling, and you humble yourself before him, and you go, but I'm a screwed up mess, and if you could please help me, and get mad at the devil, you know, tell him, I'm going to quit getting mad at you, God, though, but I'm going to believe it. It's the devil, the one that's ruined me, and you're the one that really loves me. He will love you through it, okay?
Of course he will. Just be honest with him. Be honest with him. Be upfront. Be right in his face. You know, I'm mad at you. I don't even know if you exist. Damn, Lord, I don't even know if you exist. And here I am now. I'm arguing with you. Well, argue with him. Scream at him. Tell him that you're hurting. You're painful. Your life is a mess. It's so screwed up. You know, I could use other words, but I won't. But, you know, tell him. Just be up front. And if that's what it takes for him to get you out of it, do it. At least you're talking to him. At least you're telling him. Be honest with the Lord. He knows we have passion. He has passion. We're born from passion.
And the bottom line is this, you guys. Here's the bottom line. Time's up, okay? And if you don't get real with God, if you do not get real with God, you know, you're going to be left behind. And here's the thing. Hold on. Here's the thing. If you get left behind, you still have time to get real with God. It's just going to suck, okay? What's about to go
down.
With Babylon falls and Solar drops and the bride is taken, it's about to get really bad. Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
You can still get right with him, because that's why he allowed the trip to be created. So that it would, yeah. If this bad economy right now is not enough to get you to cry out to him, he created the tribulation to be so horrible that you're either going to accept the mark of the devil and follow the devil, or you're going to follow God. But it'll just be black and white. There won't be any lukewarm like there is now, because God's made your situation easy to get out of. But I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. So you're going to bow your knee no matter what. You are going to bow your knee to your Creator no matter what. I would take the time now to do it, because, see, God's crying out through me. He's crying out through Pat. He's crying out through all the brides right now. I just feel like some brides are going to call in. I feel like more brides are going to call in on this show and start sharing their love story, how God's love broke and changed them. See, God is the love that changed my life. That's what changed my life. And see, if you call in and encourage people and tell them what a mess you were, everyone thinks we're some perfect people. We only found God
we're
because
not
of our mess. I only found Christ because of my mess. And Christine from Alabama on this morning show, I encourage you to listen to it. I mean, she found God because, God loves messes, all right? And he wants your mess, and he's not mad at you. And all these religious people try to make you think that, you smoke and you drink and you cuss, and so you better not try to talk to God in that condition, because he won't listen. Yes, he will listen. But who he's not listening to is people who judge. He's not listening to them. And they're gonna have to repent in the trib when they get left behind, because all they've done is make people feel horrible for their situations. And they use God's word and they use God's name and they say you're – and see, those are the people that will be left behind, and God loves them too, but they're going to have to get spanked. See, but
there are
we're
some
trying to
people that have – some people have to hit the pavement a little bit more.
And God's trying to spare you all that trouble. And this could be our last radio show. It really could, because the Lord is coming today. And so this is like, I don't know if why we're just screaming right here. We're basically pleading with you. And God's pleading with you through us right now. He's pleading with you. Try me. Just have a relationship with me. Just do it. Because it's not too late. You can get right with God in 5 minutes, you guys. And just as long as you're authentic in your heart, as long as you're, in 1 second, really. But as long as you're authentic, he'll take you. Because he's not trying to exclude you from the wedding. He's really not trying to exclude you, but you got to be real with him or you're getting left behind. You got to get real today.
You've got to get real with him. And he doesn't care how you get real with him. He doesn't care what words you use or what you do. Just do it to him. Do it with him. Talk to him and get real with him and be healed by him. And all this went through me the other night. And I said, you want me to say this on the radio show? And I said, Holy Spirit, you better, give me the fire to do it, because of my own, forget it. But you talking before. And boy, I said, that's what I said. I'm going to let you know what he wanted me to do. And I did it. I did it. Oh, dear God. but you got to get real with him, the bottom line. And it doesn't matter how. He doesn't care how, if you don't believe or anything. Just talk it over with him, and then let him deal with you, and he will. And you'll end up babbling like a baby in his arms, because that's the love he is. We're all starved for that love, and Satan's taking us all, people for a ride, and he's going to keep doing it until you stop him. And the only way you're going to stop him is to look at Jesus straight in the face and say, hey, I've had enough of this. Show me. That's what the thief said. We deserve to be punished, not him. Remember me in your kingdom. The pure repentance. God didn't check on his life or what he did or he had to do this. He just took him right as the sincerity of the cry. He wants to hear the sincerity of the cry, guys. That's what he wants to hear. And he doesn't care how you cry it out. Just cry it out and really cry it out, because you're miserable and you don't have to be miserable. And the only way you get unmiserized, that's a new word, is by, looking at Jesus and saying, help me to know. I mean, I have a lot of garbage and yuck in me, but help me to get rid of it and help me to come to you. Help me. Just cry out, help me, Jesus, to understand and know, and let him work. Oh, boy. You're in for it. And it's good. It's good,
Amen.
And He needs to hear that cry. And as I say, I don't care. And Judy said, it doesn't matter how. Give him all your crap and just let him deal with it. And he will. And he'll do it with great love. But you turn to him. You're talking to him. You're looking at him. And that's what he has to see. You sincerely are addressing him. Maybe for the first time in your life, because you just followed the world and the devil and everything else, and you're so screwed up and messed up and everything, and you're in so much pain and so much confusion, you can't stand it anymore. So you look at him and let him deal with it with you. I don't care how, he will. He will, guys. This might be the only time you're going to hear this, so let loose and just cry out to him, and don't be afraid. You're not going to offend him. You're not going to offend Jesus Christ, who's human like we are and has a heart and feels like we are, can laugh and cry like we are, and let him heal you. Let him heal you. You get real, you'll be healed.
I would think you to be perfect. He doesn't expect you to be perfect, you know.
No.
So if you continue to live in sin after you've accepted him, that doesn't mean that he can't work with you.
Right, exactly. Thank you. That's perfect. That's it. He will still work with you. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect and all holy and out of the halo and stuff. No, you're still going to fall down, but you get yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you keep on keeping. And you ask him again. Maybe you have to ask him a few times, help me, you know, because you think Satan's going to try to let go of you? He's going to put every trick in the book to try to bring you back. So be prepared for the battle ahead, because Satan hates to lose a soul. And Jesus is right there to help you. And just say, Jesus, cover me with your precious blood. Cry that out to him for protection and for enlightenment and whatever. Give me your life. Protect me with your blood. You know, let me be yours like I'm supposed to be. You know, any of your own words, just cry. Cry out, guys. Cry out. Anybody listening out there, cry out to the Lord. And he's going to hear it. And don't think you're going to upset or offend or anything, because that's nonsense. That's nonsense. He wants to hear from you. And if you have to do kicking and screaming and crying, go right ahead, because he loves it. Because then you're his. He'll make sure of it. But you gotta give him. You gotta let him know. You gotta talk to him. You gotta cry out. You know. And so I ask the grace now, Jesus, by thy precious blood and holy wounds, give everybody that grace out there who's searching and miserable to turn to you and belong to you. Give them that grace to have that cry, so that nobody goes to hell. You don't want anybody there. That's not for us. That's for the demons and for Satan. It's not for your children. So everybody out there, just I pray the grace that they will give that cry to the Lord, you know, and then see what he does. Oh, boy. He's just waiting. He's just waiting. God's a gentleman. He leaves us free. He will not force us to love him. But, you know, the circumstances in your life, you can cry out to him. And I don't care how you do it. Just do it. Just do it. And let him work. Let him have you where you belong. Amen.
That was beautiful. Yeah. That was really beautiful, guys. Seriously. And that is just over the top. And I know the Lord led you to do that, and I know the Lord puts that on you, Pat, and God bless you. Thank you for having the strength. And I know where you got your strength from, and all glory to God. Guys, I hope what you're hearing is, don't put this off. I mean, it could be all of us. It means all of us have to do that check. You know, we all have to be the ones that have to ask ourselves this stuff. Am I putting anything for the Lord? Am I not trusting the Lord with all my heart? Am I looking to people as opposed to Christ for my answers? Am I, everything goes to him. He can give you the strength to do anything.
He can, but you got to get in his face. He doesn't care. Get right in his face and say, hey, you know, I really need to talk to you about this, because I'm really, you know, pissed and upset, and this world stinks, and I'm hurting and I'm suffering, and I want some answers. And Lord, I'm talking to you now. I want some answers. Oh, I'll give them to you. He just needed to hear you cry out to him. He just needed you to look him right in the face, get an inch away, and he doesn't care how angry you are, because he's going to heal you, because you went to him. You got to go to him, guys. You got to go to him. You got to tell him. And you don't need some long, fancy prayers and all this other stuff. Just be family. What is prayer? Prayer to him is a family chat. So just talk to him. He's your best friend. He's your father. He's your beloved. He's your, you know, brother. He's your everything love, you know. He's your everything. Let him be your everything. And find the peace and joy that others have from surrendering to him. But a sweet surrender. A sweet surrender indeed, you know. You're supposed
Amen.
To be with
Pat,
God.
You
You're
know what? And Christine
happy.
Said that this morning. Christine said that this morning when we were going over this stuff. And she said it. She said it better than 15, 20 minutes of me talking. She just came on and said that same thing. Everybody wants to have that relationship where you hear from the Lord and you're happy and you have free from the world, but nobody wants to surrender. The people don't want to surrender their hearts. They want to be important to men. They want to be important to the world. They want to be important to their friends. And they don't choose Christ first.
This is a trick of the enemy. You know, and he's loath to lose a soul. So be prepared that he's going to whisper things to you like, oh, you're that he's going to try to get you back. But ask God to purify you in his blood. Say, Jesus, cover me with your precious blood to protect me. Make sure you plead the blood on yourself. And Satan's got to leave, because he can't stand it if the blood of Christ is on you. He's got to go. He can't stand the blood or the wounds. He can't. Jesus, cover me with your blood. Show me what to do. I can't live this way anymore, you know. And if you have to scream it out, scream it out. Be right in his face and scream it out. As long as you're turning to him and as long as you're sincere and you're searching, you go, well, you found your answer because you're looking right at him. Even though you're yelling at him, you found your answer.
Amen. Pat, love you. You are such a beautiful person, Pat, and I would...
I
know
that
everybody
Jesus,
in here owes you a big thanks. But
yeah,
thank you for having
listen, whatever we can do, all of us. Yeah. It took courage, a little courage to do that because, you know, I'm not, I usually don't, well, I have in the past, I guess, you know, use that kind of term. But you got to be, it's just being real with God and in your pain, be real with him. In your pain, be real. Don't let that keep you aback because you're feeling really kind of crappy and low and yucky. Just let him know. Tell him about it. Tell him about it and let him work. And don't think you're offending him because you're not. Satan's got you right now. And by you doing that, you're pulling away from the enemy and you're asking your creator to help you where you're supposed to be all along. You're supposed to be in his arms, not be held by the throat by the other one, killing you with all these things that are coming against you. And you're crazy right now because you don't know what to believe. You don't know which end is up. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who to go to. You can't make any sense of your life, so you're drowned in booze and marijuana and everything else. A stupid country. What a stupid country we are. Saying now you can buy marijuana. I mean, Colorado, they're trying to get it in New Jersey now, you know, to legalize marijuana. What are you, nuts? Are you nuts?
Amen.
What a crazy country. And Obama's saying, oh, well, that's okay. Marijuana's not so bad. But how good a president is that to say, well, yeah, go ahead and legalize it? That just shows Satan in his life. He needs prayer, too. He needs a visitation. Boy, does he need one.
No, amen.
But we're
crazy. Pat, I want to actually
touch on
that. We're crazy
in this country.
Because, no, I used to be a guy that smoked a lot of pot. I smoked a lot of that. I loved it. I thought it was the bee's knees. And it relaxed me. It did all these things for me. And I don't do it anymore. And I hear different people say, oh, it's okay to still do it. I've heard people say they can hear from the Lord. Oh, I can hear from the Lord better when I do it.
No.
You know,
no,
they say all
no,
these different things.
No.
Yeah.
No,
you're letting the
Satan.
Devil in.
You're
letting
the
enemy in.
Can I say something about pot?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Okay, because trust me, I'm, you know, being a high school teacher, I have to deal with a lot of my students that are high all the time. And I've got to tell you what God told me to tell them, okay? You guys, we just told you God doesn't care what you're doing, okay? When you get drunk on his love, you won't have a need to even alter yourself. But right now you have to, because you don't know the one who wants to alter you. You don't know the one who wants to keep you drunk. See, but when you find him, You're not even. It's not even going to be a part. It's not even going to be like, oh, can I keep doing this? That's not even going to be a question. You're going to be so altered by him. But if he wants to take that away from you, he will. See, it'll be effortless. Okay? Because God told me to tell my students when they would ask me, "Is this okay?" He just told me to tell them this. Well, you know, if it alters your mind and you don't have a clear mind, you might not be hearing God. You might think it's God, and it might be. God told me it might be him, but then it might not be. And I said, you really want to be able to hear what your God is saying. So I said, that's why I personally wouldn't do it. But, you know, go where your faith leads you. I don't think it's great for you, but God's not mad at you, you know, but he wants you. Because I guarantee you, when you lead people to Jesus, see, I didn't quit doing stuff in my life because I wanted to. I just did it because I quit doing stuff. It just fell away without even me trying because I was so in love with Jesus that I didn't have a desire. I didn't have a desire to get drunk because I'm drunk on him. I don't have a desire to get stoned. You know, I'm already altered. You don't understand. Sometimes I'm so drunk in his love, it's hard to, you know, walk. And so it's like, I don't need any more liquor, you know?
I hear you, baby. I hear you. I've
so
had
I
that
just wanted,
50 years. Okay? I know.
Exactly. See?
I know.
But, you know, go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead right now. Go ahead and try to run from him. Go ahead and try to alter yourself on your own using your own substances. He's still going to stalk you. Okay, because when my brother was on drugs, God stalked him. God went and gave him a vision while he was on, you know, a bunch of drugs, and God gave him a vision and broke right into that. So God can do anything. Okay, I'm not saying you should do drugs or drink. I'm just saying he's not going to be done stalking you. Okay, so expect him to keep bugging you, even when you're stoned and when you're drunk. Expect him to keep chasing you, because he's definitely not mad at you. But he does want you... He's very jealous, and he wants you to himself, and he's created you to be miserable until you finally give up and follow him. That's all.
And he's constantly, every day he's bombarding you with one way or another to get you to listen to him and whatever, and he'll use every means possible. He will not give up on you. You know, he will not give up on anybody. I'm sure of that. And he'll get you eventually, you know. I mean, you can be real proud and stubborn and still say no. I mean, he leaves you free to say no, but he will try everything he can to get you to say yes. He will.
Well, Stu,
he doesn't ever stop. He doesn't stop.
Is everybody ready for communion?
Okay, go ahead.
Is everybody in the chat room ready for some communion? Pat, do you want to lead us in prayer afterwards?
Sure.
You have the Holy Spirit tonight, young lady. So
we all do. We all do, honey. We all do.
Amen.
Yeah, sister. We all do.
All right, I'm just going to start off by reading. Amen. We always talk about the Lord's grace and his commitment to us. He died on the cross for us, for our sins. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. Go ahead whenever you're ready, Pat.
Okay, this is called How We Need the River. Lord, I thirst for you. There is no one else who satisfies. My soul, it longs for you. Dear, panting for the water, now I wait for you. Take me to your courts of glory. Fall upon me, Lord. Give me strength to help me stand in this dry and weary land. How we need the river, how we need the rain. Living water, flow to us again, we pray. Shower down your glory, shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. Deep calls unto deep. Lord, we seek to know your glory, for there is only you, and our hearts cry, Abba, Father. Now, Lord Jesus, come. May your love and grace restore us. Breathe upon us, Lord. Let your mercies be brand new. Let the whole earth worship you. Jesus, free us to worship in spirit and truth. Heal us. Reveal to us your power. That was the song.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Give God a chance, guys.
You shared some beautiful words tonight, Pat. I hope the fire hits you again, and I want you to feel free to do that at any time. Interrupt people.
Yeah.
I don't care. When you get the fire, let it loose, because, man.
Well, he told me, this went through me, I guess it was last night, and I didn't know when. I said, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me, because this is really going to, you know, I'm really going to yell. You're going to yell through me and just invite people. Yeah, you invite people that no matter what, turn to Jesus, because there's no other answer. That's the only reason we exist for, is to be his, you know, and on earth to be another Jesus Christ to each other, to be filled with his light and love. But, you know, the enemy's down here too, God's got to get you away from him, and he will. He's doing everything every day to just inspire you and invite you away from him, you know. But so
amen.
Just cry out. Don't be afraid. It's the fear thing, because people think, I'm not good enough, or I'm too unworthy, or I did this or I did that. No, let that go. Just tell Jesus that. Just tell him that. You know, I don't care how, tell him that. And don't be afraid to come to him and say, you know, I've really messed up, but, you know, do you really want to love me even though I did this, that, and the other thing? You know, and he does. Guys, he does want to love you. He wants to heal you from all that. He wants to take it out of your life. He wants you to be his. He wants you to know his love. Judy knows his love. I know his love, and I know you guys out there know his love too, and he wants that for everybody. You know, I always tell Jesus what you and I share together for all these years. I don't want one soul to miss out on the love that we have for each other. I'll just give that to everybody. And I said, I'm going to put a lot of brides in your arms. And there's no jealousy. There's no competition. There's no nothing. There's just everybody has one. If he's the soul of our soul and we're made in his likeness and image, how is it that all of us are not one? Of course we're one. We're one in God. We're one in God. We can understand that concept of being one, how we're all one. Yes, we have our individual personalities, but we're all one. We're all one.
And, you know, Pat, can I add something to that?
Yes, dear.
This love is a scandal, okay?
Oh, it
it's
is.
It's a scandal. And that's
why
it's so hard to receive
scandalous.
It because,
yeah.
Hold on, it's free. Let
yeah.
me finish here. It's
yeah.
free. It's
yeah.
a scandal. See, I haven't had a bad day in 5 years. Okay, and this is a scandal, and people that see me, like, know that, but people don't believe me. Like, you're probably listening and you don't believe me, but if you talk
yeah.
to people that work with me and my students and my family that I live with,
yeah.
I don't have a bad day. See, that's a scandal, but see, I really believe this whole thing that God tells me, hook, line, and sinker, that he loves me, and he came to take all my problems away, and so he did.
Yes.
So
yes.
do I have trials? Yeah, but God designs my trials to get deeper
mm-hmm.
in his love, and see, you can actually live and never have a bad day again, and that's why I'm so in love with him, because...
Mm-hmm.
I literally smile all day long. I am happy.
Oh,
I'm
I do
really
too.
Happy.
I do too.
It's
genuine. I'm happy.
It's not fake. You know? And when I'm at the grocery store right now and I'm walking by people, I feel God's heart for people. I'm in such a good
yes.
mood because, see,
yes.
it's a scandal and it's all for free. See, no religion. There's no religion out there that's free like this. Try to find it. They always require something. Jesus requires nothing, you guys. It's a scandal. It's all for free. All you have to do is receive it and then believe it. Okay, and then
yes.
you're going to be the happiest person on your block, and you're going to be like Pat, and everyone's going to come to Christ around you, and that's how my life's been, okay? I've been
yes.
a Christian 27 years, but the last 5 and 10 years in particular, God let me get really drunk on his love, and you see, I wish I would have been like that all 27 years, but you see, I put a bunch of rules on God, and I put God
yes.
in a box, and I thought that I was supposed to be mad at me. When I found out God really was never mad at me, when I found out that he was crazy about me and that I used his own Bible to put me down, he revealed all that to me, and that changed me. He was like, I've always been proud of you. I was there with every one of your mistakes, and you thought I was mad. And listen, he'll undo you. And I'm telling you, beware, because it's a scandal. This love is a scandal, but it's for real. It's no lie.
Yeah.
It's the real deal, guys. This
yeah.
love is the real deal. And let it wreck you today, because there's a lot of people that we're talking to right now. We're talking to Christians
yeah.
out there who still are
yeah.
having bad days. And see, God wants to tell you today, you don't have to have a bad day. It doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges. Good days, my happiest day. But I have the most challenges. See, but I have the joy of the Lord who takes
yes.
care of things. And I get to live
yes.
with no worry and no fear. I mean, you can't tell me that's having a great day. I mean, and now on top of all, he's about to come take us out of this world. So we're
yes.
like in a win-win situation here. Not only are we doing great here, but now we get to get out of here. I mean, you guys,
yeah.
this is a scandal. And I really hope you take it today because it's the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let me read something from he and I, if that's okay with everybody. Gabrielle said to him, my mind filled with 101 things. And Jesus said, tell me that all of it is for me. I was for you at every moment of my life. I came for love. For love, I saved you. I had you in mind in everything that went to make up my days. So don't do anything outside of me. Even if you consider that it has nothing to do with me, everything has to do with me. Don't shut me out. Never shut me out. At every moment, I am ready to receive you. If you were not ready for me, who would lead me to think that... you would lead me to think that I was not your intimate friend. Am I no longer that? And she says, yes, you are. You are my great and beautiful love. And he says, then talk to me in love. Oh, I just saw an angel. Talk to me in love's simple language. Warm your heart and seek to warm mine, just as though you were afraid that I was not tender enough, and by calling me gently, you would arouse my love. And this would really be to lure me to my task. Bliss is yours if you believe this. So go right to the limit of your loving thoughts, your desire to love, your sacrifice for love's sake. Prolong them and go valiantly, since it is for me, your Christ, who loves you. Should I say to the point of folly? Because you see the folly of the cross as a reality, you're not very sure of this, are you? There is always this distance that you put between God and his children, whereas I try to remove all distance. Oh, my beloved friends, come to me more simply. I always make the comparison of the little child who throws her two arms around her father's neck. Do you need so much ceremony to love him or to thank him? Don't you see that the father gives more tenderness than he receives? So there you go. That's it in a nutshell. I just turned to that page, but that's the Holy Spirit does. Yeah. He wants your love. He wants your love.
Go, Pat, go.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love
you guys. Amen. Wonderful.
Oh. Yo, dog. Is that Dustin, my dog?
The dog. What's up, my kitty?
Yo, Dustin, my dog. Your video was off the hook. I tell everyone, go listen to Dustin Wright's last video. He was really... Your video is only 2 minutes long. Can you say it on live air what you said on your video? Because I would really... I know you said it this morning on the show, but there's some people that only listen to the night show. Could you say what you said in the video you just put out like an hour ago? It's amazing.
God just put a thought in my head. He was just like, you know, nobody in the Bible has ever read the Bible. The Bible was being written by their lives. So, you know, we don't have to beat ourselves over the head with that Bible. It's there for more knowledge, more wisdom, and it will give you more insight. But we all have different levels of understanding and different levels of our faith. So, you know, some people, he might lead you away from the Bible, actually. He might say, well, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do this. Others, he might push you to the Bible. But that's just amazing to think about. Nobody in the Bible, not Daniel, not any prophet, has ever read the Bible.
Really?
That's just so amazing, you know.
That is amazing.
So
that is amazing. So we have the testimony of their lives so that we can come closer to God and do his
so
work.
So how blessed,
you know,
are we? Exactly. How
yes.
blessed are we to have their testimony?
Yes.
To have that, you know.
Yes, yes,
but
absolutely.
That shows you it's not required for your salvation by any means.
Just talk, have a talk with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, just have a talk with the Lord. Just be sincere with him, you know. And boy, oh boy, oh boy.
You needed to back
you'll
up.
Know.
You know, you go to it to back yourself up. If you got a question about something or you want to know, is this really true? That's what the Bible's
yeah.
for. That's what it's for. But most
you know,
of us
God
in this rapture-centric family haven't been reading. But I don't really read the
yeah.
Bible too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. It's a personal relationship. You eat, sleep, and drink the Lord. That's what he wants. And he'll let
Amen.
You know what you're supposed to have, you know. And he'll lead you to Scripture. Sure he will. I mean, you know, that. I always say for new Christians, read Romans 12, you know, the chapter 12. It's chock full of instructions and everything on what, you know, God's thoughts are toward, you know, you following him. Romans 12 is very powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I read that and it was like it was just feeding me so tremendously on what he, and how to live, how to do. And Proverbs are good
hey.
And Ecclesiastics and, you know.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
After Dustin said, hey, you still there, Dustin?
Yeah, I'm here.
After you said that, it made me think a while back, you know how we come to know the Lord and then we get kind of like, I don't know, we get comfortable and we just, I don't know what we do, but we get stupid, all right? And so basically, like, years ago, I started reading a bunch of books about God, about him, and one day God said, why are you reading all these books about me? Why don't you just talk to me, you know? And I
yeah.
was like hiding myself from him because I was feeling ashamed that I wasn't perfect. You know, and this is where I was got saved. This is only like a year or two later after I got saved. And I'm sitting here trying to read up about him and how he works and all his ways. And one day he's like, why don't you just talk to me and I'll tell you things. And I was like, okay. So, I mean, God is really jealous. He doesn't want you reading other books. You know, if it's taking the place of your intimacy with him, he gets jealous. He'll get jealous of anything. He'll get jealous of your pets. I mean, you just have to have him in right priority because he loves you. And once you keep him in right priority, you can enjoy all the blessings in your life. But let me tell you, he's after you. He's a stalker. And if you put his things first, he knows it's going to eventually lead for you. You're going to be miserable eventually. So he tries to spare us that by getting our attention. But most of us ignore him. And then we end up in a big bunch of trouble. And then we're like, oh, yeah, duh, I should have listened to him in the first place. You know, he's not trying to take away your fun. He's trying to increase your joy. He wants to increase your joy. And once you learn that and you obey and are obedient to him, he's going to bring you a ton of blessings. He'll bring you people. Yes. He'll bring you. But the thing is he's jealous for you. So that's all I have to say.
Yes. He's a jealous lover.
Amen.
He's a jealous spouse.
Definitely.
He
is. I used to joke around with guys. I tell them, listen, if you can't have fun without going to jail, then that's where you need to be. You know, if you think about it, if you can't have fun without going to jail, that's where you need to be. But, I mean, a lot of people don't think God is fun. I've had so much fun with God. Like, this is, it's so fun. This is the funnest times I've had in my life since about December when I made my channel and this radio show. Like, this is more fun than any party or anything like that to me, because this is, it's amazing. We're having a party on here. This is our church.
We have to get that.
Hey, Dustin.
What's
party
up,
in the
bro?
This is kind of funny. Last night, me and Judy were laughing about all the old stuff that we used to always do. And I was talking about the very first video I saw of you when you were in your, like, room with your shirt off and you're all like, destruction is coming on Christmas Day. I just always crack up whenever I think about that, because it's so funny to look back at it now.
It is funny. I was like, the 3 days of darkness will be after Christmas. Like, that's pretty funny. Yeah, I had to be a jackass. You know, God made me a jackass for him, but hey, that's what he told me. He told me it's coming Christmas Day, so I just said it, you know, and then John made me feel good because he told John that. So I was like, hey, if he told John, I'm going to believe whatever he tells his kid. So.
Yeah.
But I was wrong. I said I didn't have my channel, but I was telling my family, oh, he's coming in September. He's coming in October. And then I became the little boy who cried wolf to them. So, but they understand now. It's things going on that are just undeniable. And it's like these quakes and how he's shaking up everybody else. Stuff. We didn't need that,
yeah,
but he's
there's
shaking
been a,
up
there's a bunch.
Everybody
there's been
else.
A bunch. Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, and something else happened with there was a big explosion. There's sulfuric acid in Indiana or somewhere. They had to evacuate a whole town today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just weird stuff happening. Accidents that are really, you know, questionable. So weird stuff, yeah. Yeah. This and there's earthquakes with Barbados and all this other stuff. They have it on today. So, I mean, I just give it a quick glance and that's it. But, well, we know that these things are going to happen. We, you know, earthquakes in diverse places and it's got
and the water turned into blood in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
And it's all because of Jason.
I have to keep having to walk away because I keep getting the spirit all over me. Judy and Pat have just been over here sending the holy fire through everybody, just... Every time I'm like, Lord, did you kind of pick some amazing timing to talk to me?
Amen.
Oh, dear. If it helps even one soul come to the Lord, you know, that's what we do.
Jason, you're like one of the biggest, like, spiritual stoners I know.
It's not even that, man. Like, sometimes he does the stoner thing to me, but other times it's like he just overwhelms me, and it's just like... You know, it's like when Chris the other night was talking about it on here, and he's like, you're deep breathing and you're trying to get rid of it. I walk away thinking I'm clearing my head or calming down, but it's nothing you can calm down. And then he just starts telling you a whole bunch of glorious things. And you're like, you're like, Lord, seriously, that can't be true, Lord. You know, he did say, guys, you know, we are out of time. We're out of time. No more waiting. You're going home. He has a place prepared for all of us. And,
a lot of people are getting
this is it. No more waiting.
No, he says
no
that. He sent enough warnings. He sent enough warnings. This is it. Yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
So he told, Jason, he told you that last night. Then he turned to water, blood red to say, yeah, buddy, this is really it. This is your backup.
Can't
you
go
know,
fishing in the river.
Can't really beat the South Carolina earthquake or the 20 inches of snow that Pat received or the torrential rain.
Oh,
that,
it's just incredible.
Judy
we have
had,
a lot of rain tomorrow. And I hope we never flood, but there's so much snow on the ground. I don't know where it's going to go. It's going to be 57 degrees or something? Something stupid, you know, that shouldn't even be at this time of the year. And we've got all this snow, so where's everything going to go? I mean, I'm not too worried about us because we don't flood. We're on a mountain, but there's a lot of people that are going to have problems. Because there's rain coming, you know, 3/4 inch or whatever, and it's going to be heavy in the morning. So I'm going to have trenches on the side of the house to make sure it goes down the mountain, you know, because the snow is blocking everything, big time snow. I've never seen snow like this in eons, you know. So it's like weird. Weird weather.
You know, something that the understanding that I'm getting from the Lord is, you know, we've come across all these dates, and we're coming, you know, he's coming before Christmas, he's coming before the end of the year, he's coming in 2013, the calendar stuff, this or that, people saying that his timing and our timing aren't the same. And I really think that is for a higher purpose. I believe that he did it because it pushes you out of your comfort zone. It pushes you to believe that it is tomorrow. And what do you do when you truly believe he's coming today? Where does that push you in your faith? That shakes you. That makes you go to him with everything. That means it puts the fear
you're reaching others.
In you.
You're reaching others. You're reaching others.
Amen, Jason. That's good. That's good, brother. I haven't really thought about it like that either. He told us those days to really see what are you going to do when I tell you I'm coming this day and then I don't do it? Are you going to believe I'm not real now or something? Or are you going to think I'm a liar now? No, I'm still not lying. Now I'm coming this day. Are you going to believe that, what I tell you? Really to see if we're just going to believe him wholeheartedly. And man, I know personally, trust me, I was humiliated at first when some of these days went by and I'm sitting up here telling people this and that, and that's me showing God. He knows I just want to be right about what he's showing me. I don't care about, I never wanted to be a prophet in my life. I never said I want to grow up and do that or anything. I just, God started showing me certain things. I just wanted to be right about it. I want to help people out, you know, any way I can.
Exactly. So, that's it. You want to help people out.
God is good. It's good.
I said it. I know not everybody's going to listen to the morning show and stuff, guys, but I'm telling you, if you go back and listen to the morning show, Rapture Centric in the Morning, it was the most God-filled show ever. Dustin was just pure fire. He was pure fire, guys. Yep. And I wasn't even – I had to listen. I never listened to our shows, and I listened to it today because I didn't hear a word he said during this first hour of the show because what the Lord had me doing. And he was pure fire. And Pat came on and gave pure fire from the Lord. And Christine came on, pure fire from the Lord. And Stacy came on, pure fire from the Lord. The whole show was pure fire. And the Lord's telling everybody the same thing. And he's having everybody come out and share the stuff that they're not comfortable sharing. And they're doing it for you and me and all of us to break the ties that the world has put on us. And to get you ready to push us. And the same thing with the rapture dates. He didn't tarry. He didn't do this. He didn't lie. He's pushing you in your faith, because if you look back 2 weeks from now, a week ago, whatever, look how far we've all came. Look how far we've all came in our faith. You know, look how many people are hearing from the Lord now because of the body of Christ. Look how many people are breaking the religious chains because of the things that we've been pushed to do and we're enduring, and we trust him. We all know that what he's telling us. We just don't understand it. But look how far your faith has been moved. It's amazing. And I use the word beautiful, and I don't know of a word to describe it. It's holy is what it is. And I'm grateful for it. Is any time I've been frustrated with it or why are we still here, I understand now that he moved us all to just great distances in our faith, and we are all more powerful. We are all more powerful in Jesus Christ. And everything you're hearing is Jesus reaching out to you through his people, just asking you to break down the walls, get rid of it. You know, you want to know why Judy was cursing tonight on there? It's because she's getting proving a point. Is stop being so legalistic. There's a video I watched today, and I'm not even going to say who it is, but they get a message from the Lord, and it was a nice message saying he was coming and this and that, and then the person read a bunch of scriptures about how all these people aren't getting into heaven and all these condemning scriptures to back up the thing that they said. So, you know, and that proves the point of all this thing that it is. It was so blatantly wrong, in my opinion, because it didn't speak of love and forgiveness. It was that people can get messages from the Lord and take them and use them against the bride, against your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is. We're all here to love. Go ahead, Judy.
No, amen. Okay, listen. Did God not offend you, Dustin? Because he offends me all the time. And Dustin, when God told you he was coming on Christmas, wasn't that offensive when you woke up and you were still here? Were you offended?
I was offended.
All right. Now, you guys, I'm trying to get you to see, God offends all of us. He offends us because he loves us. He did not lie to us. He gave me an explanation for all these days. You know, he said, trust me, you all understand it all now, but I thank you for understanding it and believing me when I tell you it is today, because it is today. Literally today. It's not some other timing. It's your earth timing. And I love you and thank you and for believing. And see, the only, let God offend you. Let him offend you. And then when he does, then thank him and say thank you that I don't understand your ways, but I'll still proclaim it. I'll still proclaim what you tell me to proclaim, and I'll let you make a jerk of me. I'll do whatever, God. You know, because everyone says they'll do anything for God until God makes them look like a complete jerk, and then you know, then they think, you know, and then they just think it wasn't God to begin with, but it really was. See, mm-hmm. God offends us for our own good because He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I want to get everyone to see that, like. When God used to offend me, I used to think He was mad at me. I used to think I heard wrong. I used to think all this stuff until I quit trying to make sense in my own mind. When I finally quit trying to make sense of God in my own mind, then I was like, oh, now I know it's God. When it's offensive to me, then I know, okay, we gotcha, Lord, gotcha. Because a lot of things I say, I don't want to say because it doesn't make human logic sense. And I don't really like to say stuff, but I know better because, see, God knows what He's saying when He speaks through me, and He knows what He's saying when He speaks through you. And so, you know, instead of always trying to figure God out, just go with His Spirit in you and don't question it, you know, quit questioning it. Because, see, God told me, everyone thinks when they're questioning, they're using discernment and they're so amazing. God told me they're nothing but unbelievers and they're suspicious. When they constantly question what God's doing, He told me that's unbelief in disguise as discernment. That's all that is, unbelief in disguise as discernment and testing the spirits and all that. You use my scripture against me, says the Lord. That's what He told me. They use my word against me to try to figure me out. And I will tell you, God's nice. 90% of what He says we understand. He's not that esoteric. He's not trying to make your life complicated and hard, you guys. He's really not.
Nope.
But He does ask for about 5 or 10%. We're not going to figure it out, and that's where the faith kicks in. But freaking... believe me when I tell you this, I understand most of what He says makes total sense. God doesn't go around doing riddles all day to throw you off. He actually wants to help your life. So He speaks to you all day long,
and most of it
makes sense. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm okay with God only giving me 90% of His amazing plan about returning to Earth. We're talking about a one-time-in-history thing right now that's happening, so... Look how much he has shown us about it.
He gave you 100%. You're 100% right, Dustin. We just don't understand 10% of it. We don't understand that
exactly.
Today means today.
But
you're 100%, he gave you 100%. He told you the whole enchilada, and He told me, and He's told a lot of people. But just because He didn't come yesterday and we're still here, we don't understand that part of it, but we know what He said. He gave us the whole deal because God doesn't keep secrets from His beloved. He told me, ye know the day and the hour because ye are my friends. And so He told you, Dustin. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know it. But the thing is, you don't understand it, and neither do I. And He told me we're going to understand it all in a blink of an eye, but don't think you're going to shut us up because, see, God is telling more than just us. He's telling tons of people, which is why we have this show, you know, which is why God's made this a church. This is a rapture-centric church because we're about to get translated and taken out of here. You know, we're about to be gone. Poof. And it's today. You know, and I believe every day it's today because God told me to, not because I understand it, not because yesterday's today didn't work. God's not delaying. He never lied to any of us. He knows what He's doing, and we don't understand it. And the reason why we're all friends here and this church is a church is because God's told all of us the same thing mostly. Some of us not as direct as others. But we have this feeling that it's right. Some people are listening to this radio show because they don't quite understand it, but they have a feeling it's right, and they're drawn to God through the show. And I'll tell you right now, God told me before I even knew Dustin, He said, this guy is a true prophet, and he had his shirt off. And I was so offended by Dustin, right? I was like, that guy's a freak. He has his shirt off, God. And you guys, God spoke to me louder and so I would know it was Him. He said it 3 times. He said, this is a true prophet. And I'm like, well, can you tell him to put his shirt on? I literally said that to God. Can you tell him?
No, I did.
Dustin, I argued with God because I said, okay, if he's true, everyone's going to think he's a weirdo because he has his shirt off, Lord. So I'm glad you know how to pick him, you know, but can you tell him to put his shirt on? And when I got to know Dustin, I asked him, would you take down that video with your shirt off? See, because Dustin offended me. And see, that was God. And Dustin was like, no. And I don't even know if he ever took it down. But I'm telling you, I was glad he told me no because, see, God, for whatever reason, he had his shirt off. And God told me, that's the video. He said, that's my true prophet. That's my true prophet. He knows right is right. And then God told my son that. And I was like, okay, this guy's wrong all the time. Right? And then God's like, Here's what God told me when I said, well, when's he going to be right? God said he was never wrong. He's always right. He was always right. He's my true prophet. And just like my son, the 10-year-old, he's a true prophet too, God. He has shown, you know, but it's like, wow. But see, we don't understand. But he's right. Dustin never lied to anybody. All these people trying to make him look like this wolf leading everyone astray. He never, look at his heart. He's got the heart of gold. Okay?
I want to say this. The things that he's showing us right now, Daniel and all the prophets of the Bible could have never known. It doesn't matter if they got on their knees and prayed 100 hours. God said, no, it's not for you to know. This is for a generation to come. So nobody in the Bible could know what we know. You had to be living in these times. So if it's us telling us this, I mean, we already know we're living in those times. But, again, we know that when he brings us through trials, it's to strengthen you. Because if you go through a trial, it's either going to make you weaker or it's going to make you stronger. Now, we know God is not trying to purposely make us weaker. If he did, we'd all be a bunch of sad. We'd be sorry. We'd be a bunch of pathetic dogs, you know, just crying over each other. But, no, he brings us through trials to bring us back up and make us stronger than before. So he gave us those days, and he actually told me, he said, anybody that said it's today since 2011 has been right because the tribulation started. So anybody that said it's today since 2011 has been right. Now where we're at now, because I do know the prophetic plan of it, now we're moving into great tribulation. Now you're talking, okay, now it's today in our time. It's not today and where it's a 2 years from now. Like, no, it's today, meaning it can be today. It really can be today. So...
Really quick, I just wanted to say the one date that I believe Dustin is actually spot on with is March 22nd. That's the day the Great Tribulation starts. I believe that when all this time when God was talking about how Dustin Wright is right, you know, I believe this is that date that he is going to be spot on.
Amen, brother. I really feel it too, and you know, this is the rapture season. A lot of people talk about this being the season. Well, the winter season doesn't end until March 20th, so it would line right up with the whole March 22nd thing. And if anybody's listening, the whole 322 thing is not just a random day that I came up with. There's been historic things happen on that day that the Antichrist did and that the false prophet have already done, that God is showing his prophets this is when the abomination of desolation will be set up, which is the Great Tribulation. So, I mean, it's really amazing. And really, I'm done with prophecy, man. I'm done with it. Like God said, any day now, I don't need anything else. Like, all you need to know is he's coming today. Like he's telling everyone you hear, he's coming today. And he's not saying that because it's months away or years away. He said it's really going to be by March 22nd, like you just heard Luke say. But we believe it's today, this weekend, in February. Yeah. I truly believe with all my heart, you know. God doesn't have to wait till the last minute because he's already told little 10-year-old John that the time of salvation is over. There's not any more ears that need to hear the word of Jesus Christ. So even in the most remote villages of the world, they have heard of the name of Jesus Christ. So he's not waiting to tickle anyone's ears about his message of love. Like, everyone knows Christ. So all he's doing now is romancing his bride, trying to strengthen us up, trying to build us up, make us a family, and you know, romance us until he gets here. That's all it's about.
Yeah, amen. We out.
We out,
man.
Time to eat from a pet pizza, you know.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. Oh dear.
Hey Dustin,
dear. People, just listen.
Would you make another video with your shirt off? I mean,
make another destruction video.
Another destruction.
You have to be like destruction, like you did in that first video.
I'm gonna let you guys get a sneak peek of the next video coming. This is the best one ever. This is how it's gonna go. Oh my gosh, I have the biggest message of all time to give you guys. This is the biggest word. Amazing. I just got it earlier today. This just in. God just let the secret out. Let it be known to mankind. Are you ready?
Yes.
That's the message.
I know I'm ready.
That's the message.
Okay,
did you get the message?
That's it.
Is that your joke of the day?
Because, that was his joke of the day. That was lame. Let's all fart on that joke.
I had to sit and process that for a sec. I was like, wait a second.
No, I'm like, we go crashed out. You didn't get that joke.
I'm sorry, man. I got to work on it. Yeah.
Justin.
Uh-huh.
I know God told me you're a true prophet and everything you said is right and all that, but the one thing I don't get is that I don't understand how you're getting to go in the rapture when you got a big old tattoo on your chest. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, that's sinner. Like, you're a sinner.
You're tattooed.
I guess I'm not
dude.
Going either.
Yeah, I mean,
do you have a tattoo, Luke?
What?
All these people.
You have a...
Yeah.
You have a tattoo, Luke?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What does it, say?
Is it a tramp stamp?
It doesn't say anything. It's just on my arm. So I'll be left behind with you. It's all good.
All these people making videos lying to people, telling them that they're not going in the rapture because they have a tattoo, and also telling them you have to get it removed if you want to be saved, telling people
that's
okay, well, you got to get – now other people I know are making tattoos, like they had a tattoo and they changed it because they're afraid that God's mad at them. You know what?
That's
God loves your tattoo. Jesus has a tattoo on his thigh. It says King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and God likes tattoos, and God likes your ear piercings, and God likes you. So, you know what?
Yeah.
Good luck trying to hide from his love behind a tattoo. It ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't. I don't care if you got a sex change and you can't do anything about it afterwards. But you got saved afterwards. God's not going to hold that against you. If you really want to plead the blood of Him, He's going to save you. So it doesn't matter what you do to this body. He knows if you're sincere and you want to be with Him. So that's ridiculous.
Hold on, I'm going to take it a step further. Let's say you had the sex change and you knew it was wrong. Let's just say you did it and you knew Christ and you did it anyway. I'm going to tell you right now, He'll still save you if you get right with Him because this world is hard, you guys. And let's say you did a bunch of stupid stuff and you knew better and now you're punishing yourself saying that, you know, you're reaping what you've sown. God's mad at me. Uh-uh. That's why He died. He knew, even after you came to know Him, He knew you were going to be screwed up because that's what happened to me. He saved me radically, but I had a big passive abuse. So I started beating my own self up with His word and with His Bible. And guess what? I did a lot of stupid things as a Christian, okay? Yeah. Really stupid stuff. And God loved me through it all. He never rejected me. But, you know, I hid from Him. I hid from Him a lot because I thought He was mad because I knew better. I'd be like, I'd be crying in my car. I'd cry in my car, and I'd be like, God, I'm so sorry. I thought He was extra mad at me because I knew better because I was a Christian. I thought He was extra mad because, like, I knew what I did was wrong, and I did it anyway. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He's like, no, I'm not mad at you. He's like, when He finally got me in a corner and so many of my big messes and told me, I know you knew better. I know why you did it. Because, see, I couldn't even understand why I was doing what I was doing when I knew better. And God was like, He told me real sweet. He goes, I know why you did it. That's all He said. He wasn't even mad at me. He goes, I know why you did it. See, He knows us better than we know ourselves, you guys. That's
exactly.
What I'm trying to tell you. He's not holding your sin
Don't
against
give up.
You. But
Don't
you,
give
you
up.
Hold your sin. You hold your sin against you, and you keep yourself from God's love. You hold your – you're offended by your own self. And see, that's how I used to be. That's why I can preach this message boldly. I'm telling you, I was offended at me, and I wouldn't forgive me because I knew better. And God's like, I know why you did it. I know you better than you. I created you. So, you know, don't go try to remove your tattoos. In fact, you know, if He doesn't come today, I might just get one. You know, I might.
I mean, I need to put the knife down, and I'm sitting here trying to scrape it off, man. Gosh.
Yeah, like flaying it off. Oh.
Just kidding. There's
I
only
want to get
one
like
place.
A chubby little cherub.
Oh.
You should get a rapture cat on your face. Get a kitty on your face. And show God you're really committed, okay?
Yeah, you should get a rapture kitty tattoo.
That'd be so cool. That'd be so cool.
Wait a minute. You guys don't have the cult? You guys don't have the cult
tattoo
yet?
No, I'm going to have to get the mark. I'm going to make it a triangle, and it's going to be my Illuminati Jesus. How do you like my triangle, Illuminati Jesus? How's that?
Whoa.
You know, if there's any haters of the Rapture Kitty watching the show tonight, they are going to have some videos tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh boy.
Jason. Who's that
Jason's
name?
Well, I just think you're all about to be surprised. God told my son that when this whole thing started, he said, you're going to be surprised who's raptured and who isn't. Because about all those people that you're calling Illuminati, that you're calling devil worshippers, and you're putting them down. See, you're supposed to put down the devil and his demons. You're not supposed to put down God's creation. Yes, they're caught in stupidity, and some of them know it. Katy Perry's a Christian, and she knows what she's doing. And you think God's not going to forgive her if she says sorry, okay? You guys don't know. You don't know what it's like to have her kind of talent and her kind of beauty. You might have done the same thing, and don't try to act like you're so better. So you're going to be surprised because Katy Perry... I just pray for her. I love her so much, and you're gonna be surprised. She might even get to be a rapture saint when I'm. I don't know. You guys better be shocked at who goes there. I'm just telling you right now. You better. you better get rid of your judgment right now. Because, see, you want to put all these people in boxes and cases, you know, you better be careful.
You can't do that.
Amen.
There's
only one place you can run from God's forgiveness. Only one place you can go to escape God's forgiveness. And we all know where that is. It's hell. So if you are not there, you have God's forgiveness. I don't care if you're a witch. If you practice witchcraft right now, if you're on this plane in this dimension, you can't escape God's forgiveness. You can't. And it's going to torture you until you actually ask him for forgiveness. It's going to torture you. You can be like, damn, Lord, why do you still have me alive right now? All the people that I've done wrong and I've done this and that, why are you even keeping me alive? It's for your own sake. Just ask for forgiveness and you will be forgiven.
Right. Amen. Just ask him. Talk to him. Tell him. He doesn't care how. Just tell him. Have that talk with him. Have that talk with your dad. Time to have the talk. Time to have the talk. Time to get it out. Time to be real. Time to be healed. Amen. Amen. Don't be afraid.
I want people to know this, too. I told this to my brother Jason earlier. I turned down $1.1 million to follow Christ, basically. I could have had a record deal when I was rapping. You know, I turned that crap down because God said it was not worth it. He said, what is your family going to think of what you may say, what you may rap about? What happens if you die while you're rapping about this sin? And that's what I thought about. So I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Even though I was really talking to these people and I, you know, had all this stuff set up, I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not moving away from my family. I'm staying here. And I'm telling you right now, I'm way richer and happier than I've ever been, and way definitely richer than that money doing what I'm doing now. I'd rather be on this, a part of this church and this radio show, man, with you guys, meeting you guys, than any of that, man. So this
exactly.
is just, I thank
exactly.
God so much, man. He is so good, so good.
Guys, we got a little about 4 minutes left in the show, so I got to do this real quick. Anybody that wants to continue into the podcast, it's been pure fire tonight, so I definitely encourage you to call in. And share it. I'll post the number down in there. I know everybody probably already knows it, but I don't want anybody missing out. But 4 minutes here, we're probably going to talk for a while. It's usually good stuff. So call in, share with us here. You don't have to talk. I'll put you on mute. Just so you guys know, Blah Talk is actually listening in. He can speak, but he keeps himself on mute. But I'm pretty sure Duty can pull him out of muting himself.
I think I can get Blah to talk. I really do.
Okay.
He's already on
it.
I've already talked to that guy before.
He's cool. Well,
I love you, man. You're awesome.
Talk to us, honey. Mm-hmm.
Talk to us, Blah.
Sure. Yeah, talk to us, Blah.
Say hello.
Say you guys are awesome or you guys suck?
Say it again, brother. Say it again, brother.
Tell us we're awesome or we suck, Blah. What is it? Are we awesome or do we suck?
Okay. Am I back on?
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're not on.
Okay.
No, you're not.
So did Blah talk yet? Did he talk yet?
No.
Okay. Blah, can you please tell us what you ate for breakfast today?
Well, I ate me a bit of Cheerios. It was delicious.
Was that Blah?
No, that was
him.
That was you.
Nah,
that was Jason.
Jason, don't be fat. Stop being fat, Jason.
Dang it.
I can't help it.
Oh well, bummer.
He'll come around. He'll come around. We're thankful for you listening, that's for sure. So he'll come around. You're part of this family, so know that as well.
Yeah.
Blah, I will call you and harass you later.
Amen.
Are you guys going to judge me if I get a triangle tattoo? If I get a triangle, are you guys going to call me Illuminati now or what?
Yeah,
no,
you love Jesus.
Been,
no matter what you do,
you love
Jesus.
We've been calling you that,
Judy. We've been Illuminati.
Let me say what the Bible says. The Bible says to expose the deeds of darkness. That's exposing the devil and his demons. You don't expose God's creation. People are the ones that are deceived and caught up in it. So all these people making exposing videos like Mark Dice, where he calls them satanic skanks, he really hates Miley Cyrus. He calls her the worst things I've ever heard. I'll guarantee you if he doesn't repent, he'll be for surely left behind and maybe even hell, because he came against God's creation. But you can come against what the devil's doing through her, duh.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to pray for her. But don't don't expose Miley. Because, see, God told me he's about to expose all these people for his righteousness' sake. That was a heavy word. He said, I'm about to expose all these sinners for my righteousness' sake, for my right standing, because of what my son did. I'm gonna, you know. So what I'm saying is be careful, because, see, you don't know when the trib hits. Miley Cyrus might be one of the first people to repent. And so Mark Dice made a career out of calling her a satanic skank, and so he's the one that's going to end up in hell, and she's going to end up in heaven. So I'm just saying, be careful. I hope Mark Dice doesn't go that way. I sent Mark Dice a letter.
God's going to be the one coming in like a wrecking ball. Oh.
That's why I love that song. All those songs that they sing, you guys don't care.
You go.
I mean, you guys, picture God on a wrecking ball. I mean, he's really straight up with a tattoo on his thigh saying King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to get them because he loves them. And guess what? You're going to be shocked at who's there and who isn't. And I'm just saying, like, if you expose the deeds of darkness, but don't expose the creation he loves, okay? So he's using Miley right now. Well, God's going to get her, and he's going to get a sledgehammer, and he's going to love on her. And, Katy Perry's Dark Horse, everyone keeps bringing out all the demonic in it, and God shows me all the goodness. You know that Dark Horse? I'm going to come and at you with a dark horse. I love that song. Anyway, what it is God's coming at them with a dark horse. The dark horses of the tribulation are set up by God. Okay, all those dark horses in the book of Revelation, they're sent by God to get people to repent. So when that whole dark horse comes at Hollywood, I'm coming at you. See, they're going to repent because they're going to be scared. They're going to poop their pants, you know. And God,
we should do an exposing video exposing the exposers. Like, check out all the demonic activity over here. I mean, these people are just so angry. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And then, like, you know how they try to tell everybody that an owl is Illuminati? Okay, you guys are dumb. Okay, in Katy Perry's video, her Vivo for her her song called Unconditionally, there's a beautiful owl in there. That's a beautiful owl. That stands for God's wisdom. But you want to see the devil and everything, go ahead. That's God's wisdom. And he told me he's going to get that wise old owl to talk to Katy Perry. And so all these things that are symbolic, okay, fine. But remember, look at God's symbolism. I dare somebody to do an exposing. I dare someone to take Katy Perry's videos and Miley Cyrus's videos, maybe Luca should do this, and expose God in them. Expose what the owl really means. Expose what the triangle really means. You know, like, show what God says. Because, see, you get what you want. If you want to get the devil, then listen to that song and get a bunch of demons. But, see, when I listen to those songs, no demon jumps out off onto me. I'm singing in the glory. I love Wrecking Ball.
Right,
I love the Dark Horse. I sing all those songs because I think I'm not saved because I sing all those songs because, see, God told me what those songs really mean. And, see, he told my son that there's no such thing as Christian music and regular music. Secular, he told my son there's no such thing. I created all music. He told my son that. So, and my son doesn't like a lot of quote-unquote Christian music. He thinks it's boring. So, you know, he worships God with the songs that you call Illuminati and satanic. And you're going to tell me my son is? No, he's not. That kid's closer to God than anyone I know. So you guys better be careful what you do. You just better be careful. I'm just warning you. Mark Dice, you better repent right now. For calling people demonic and skanks and sluts. You know, they're held captive by the devil. So why don't you expose the devil?
That's it.
Don't expose
You have to pray that, they be released from the devil because they're beautiful souls underneath that belong to God and have a capability of loving God as he wants to be loved, you know, and be the kind of people they were meant to be. You got to get them away from the enemy. You got to pray that Satan gets out of their life.
Exactly.
That's what
pray
they're doing.
Pray for these people. It might not be anybody
for them.
Praying for them at all. Say a prayer for them. These people started as infants like everybody did.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus was once an infant. Katy Perry was an infant just like we all were. We could have been taken and shown witchcraft from 4 years old, and you may be a little bit different today, you know? I mean, but just like you said, you don't know who's going to be saved right before the rapture. You don't know who's going to be saved on their deathbed. You don't know who's going to refuse that chip and say, okay, I'm turning from Lucifer. I'm going to be with God now. So it's going to be so glorious in the kingdom to see those faces. It's just going to be a testimony. I mean, forever. It's going to be an eternal testimony, all of us. But just to see those celebrities that turn over, it's going to be amazing.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, guys, real quick, just a second here. We got a lot. We got 13 people on the line. So I just want to make sure anybody that's been wanting to speak, if you haven't had a chance, please do speak up. I know it's kind of hard to cut in sometimes because everybody's always – I'm hearing somebody. Is there anybody that would like to share something? I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance.
No.
Is that you, Blah?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's
hey.
Blah talk. Saying the words, brother.
Yeah,
just
I turned on my gear so I could just, you know, say hello.
Oh, yeah, my night is made. My night is made, brother.
We were all blessed to hear Blah speak. You want to share your experience that you were sharing this morning in the chat room?
Oh, that thing? Well, it was kind of crazy. I was, you know, I always hear everybody's stories about, you know, this or that happened to me with God and, you know, I had this experience or that one. And so I'm like, you know, jealous. And so I just kind of, you know, I've been asking, you know, for different things and, of course, to really just heckling him. I'm like, you know, you need to show me my glorified body, please. So I was just kind of waiting for that. Anyway, so last night, couldn't sleep. It's like, I don't know, 4 o'clock, maybe somewhere around there. You know, the second I actually fall asleep, it feels like somebody, like, was, I don't know if you've ever been shocked, like, with electricity, you know, like, touching a socket.
I have.
Well, yeah, it's like this sort of gripping feeling, but it's really painful. Except for this was like, you know, getting gripped by electricity, but also, well, like warm sort of honey is being poured on top of you. So it was like awesome. And,
wow.
You know, I was laying down on my back, you know, because I was sleeping like that. And you know, I remember distinctly that my head came up and my feet came up. So it's almost like doing like a, I don't know, one of those crunches where you lay down. Anyway, so while that happened, I'm like, oh, so this is the Holy Spirit. and so while that happens, what happened after that? Oh, yeah. So then it kind of felt like somebody took his hand and was, like, shaking my jaw. And I kind of get this thing in my head that's like, oh, you know, you want me to, you know, speak in tongues. So then I try, and then, I say a few words, and I'm like, I got nothing. And so right when I thought that, I kind of see this, like, this bar. I don't know if you played video games or anything like that or mess with keyboards, but I kind of get this bar of, like, this sort of HP meter or just, like, a horizontal meter. Imagine, like, a health bar in a video game. And it just goes down, and which is weird. But so while that's happening, I kind of feel like the presence sort of like, you know, lessening or dissipating. And I think to myself, like, wait, you know, I didn't get my gift, you know. Or no, I said, wait, what's my gift? And I kind of hear like kind of almost like a whisper, healing. I don't know if you can hear that.
Healing? Wow.
Yeah.
Healing.
So of course, then I kind of went into this. It's hard to tell. I don't know if I went to sleep. Like, because I was kind of halfway asleep when this happened. I don't know if I went back to sleep and went into, like, this other sort of micro dream or if, like, I had the dream right after that experience and then I woke up. But I just know as soon as I woke up, I, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know if I can try and lay hands on myself, but I'm going to do it. So of course, I did that and immediately, like, a bunch of pain left. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
But,
praise God, brother.
Praise
yeah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
The other dream is like, you know, lately I've been sort of getting these, I guess you'd say they're like lessons. Some of those are like pictures of, you know, sometimes, you know, people on here say, well, I wonder what God feels about this or that or, you know, what's, you know, for me, I'm like kind of torn between, you know, like everybody, I'm ready to go. I'm like, we need to leave now. And between that and, you know, feeling bad for all the people that, you know, I assume we're waiting on them still, but, you know, feeling bad for the ones that aren't going to go the right way. So anyway, so, I get little pictures and dreams that are kind of like, you know, descriptions of how he feels or things that are happening. So that was my experience.
That's awesome, brother.
That's awesome.
You've been waiting on that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like how you just like me when it happens, you know, you're like, okay, I'm supposed to get something important here. Okay, what's my gift? And you think that, like, you have to figure out all these things. And like, okay, while you're here, I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Ask.
Well. Awesome. That's awesome, brother. I want to say to anybody listening, though, if the testimony you hear from others that God allows you to see, those are your testimonies as well. If you can feel the Holy Spirit and you know they're telling the truth, like what you hear on this show, or you feel the Spirit out on videos on YouTube, you might not have the dreams or visions yourself, but if you see somebody else's and you hear about it and you know it's true, it's your dream or vision. It's yours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how we share testimonies. It's one big family. So I'm sure, Blah, you probably heard a lot of that, man. So I thought about that as soon as you came on and said that, man. So it's incredible. God allows us to share and be here for each other.
Yeah. I've had, like, a few dreams, and in some of those, people that are, you know, in this church kind of have shown up. I think the most recent one I saw, Eric and Veronica, I had some dream, and we worked for the same employer. I don't remember the details because I didn't write it down, but, you know, anyways, it was interesting. And then, of course, I had that one resistance sort of dream where Dustin was there. I built this machine, and there are a bunch of people in this sort of resistance group, and we were trying to, you know, resist. And anyways, I built this computer/radio machine with this technology. We're kind of all, like, in this weird sort of hotel area, like, you know, kind of like a fort. Anyways, yeah, Dustin crashed that one because, you know, I took the machine and gave it to him for some reason, and he just kind of, like, put a different face on it, made it look cooler.
That's awesome, brother.
That's awesome, brother.
Yeah.
Or you can't wait for it again.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, soon we'll go back to mute.
Amen.
Hey, well, really, we really appreciate you,
Blah,
man.
Thank you for sharing.
I appreciate your testimony. Yes, man. I love you, brother.
Yeah, you guys
for
are
sure.
You guys are hardcore preaching today.
Blah talk. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Blah.
Yeah.
So what'd you eat for breakfast?
Just the important stuff here, Blah.
Yeah, is that a real question?
That's a real
What's
question.
What's the weather like
Judy.
Where you're at? What's the weather like?
Lightning storm.
We're getting it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms.
Yeah, I had to extra tip the pizza guy because I felt bad.
Good for you.
What kind of pizza did you get?
Papa John's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
What flavor?
Sausage, and I've got an apple pie and tea, so, well.
Get a new one to that, Blah.
Whoa, Stacy, what's up?
Stacy, man.
I love Stacy's voice.
You didn't get Jamaican bacon pizza?
No.
What's a Jamaican?
I like to talk about the weather. I mean, that's my favorite topic. I don't like to get all deep. I mean, my favorite topic is the weather.
Yeah, hear you.
Yeah. I actually really
Yeah,
like
talking about the weather
ways.
Is awesome. My favorite
too.
Bee's knees.
My favorite's like lightning and heavy rain and wind.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love wind with a passion. Yeah, I love wind. And I always get so happy when I hear it. You know, winding, I call it winding outside, you know, and I said, Jesus, when you were walking down there, didn't you ever hear the wind, and it just kind of said things to your soul without words, you know, and just made you feel happy? It says, I can't figure out why I feel happy when I hear the wind, you know, I guess God's in the wind, like some upset, he's in the wind, you know, makes me happy. I don't even know why, but it just does, you know, and we're going to get a lot of wind lately now. They're talking because the weather's changed so drastically from being cold to in the 40s and 50s, and it's causing all kinds of problems. You know, I'm in New Jersey, south of us. You know, they're very worried about severe thunderstorms and everything, and we're getting thunder tomorrow, you know, in February. Thunderstorms and a lot of rain. We have all the snow. I don't know where it's going to go. So it's going to have problems.
Hey, Blah. You still there?
Yeah.
So what's the Lord saying today?
Today?
Tell me what the Lord's saying today, Blah. What's the Lord saying? I mean, besides today, but what's he speaking? What's he saying?
I don't know. Every time I ask, I kind of get now. So
now, yeah.
Like, you know, he's coming
now.
Did
he talk to you about, like, I mean, like, today he talked to me about what he wanted me to eat, you know? It's funny. He talks all day long. He told me my hair looks good. He told me my hair looks good, that I need to get it highlighted because it's looking kind of skanky.
Okay.
Because I get blonde highlights in my hair, but since this thing started, I haven't done my highlights, and so I have a bunch of, like, ugly gray coming through, and God's like, you should get your hair done. I'm like, but why? You're coming. He's like, still, you want to look good.
Oh, that's why all he right. said what he said to me, because I have gray. And he said, are you going to put the rinse in it and make it brown? He says, are you going to wash your hair tonight? And I says, why? I said, I put it up and it looked neat. But thank you, Judy, because I thought I was, like, crazy hearing this, you know. Like, he does care about whether you do your hair or not. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Jesus. I was just wondering, you know, like, if he talked to you about anything else. What else? Did he say anything else?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, you know, really mundane sort of things that were discussed, but they don't really matter. It's like,
yeah, they matter.
Oh, let's go to this room, or let's go there, or let's, you know, I've been trying to, like, you know, I don't know, just kind of go on walks and do little things like that and
mm-hmm.
sort of talk to them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet.
I like to hear when he tells people random stuff. Like, it's just fun, like, you know, we know he's coming today, so, like, does anyone have anything to say that God talked to him about, you know? Like, you know, random stuff that you think nobody cares about but God cares about. Does anyone have any
mm-hmm.
of that? Can you tell us right now?
Just about the hair.
Do you have it?
Do you want me to share mine, what he said about you, Judy?
I have something.
That might cause people to stumble, Jason.
It's true. Stacy, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, the bananas. I was I no, I was sitting at my desk, and somebody said to me, I was telling them about my dream about the bananas. They're like, oh, they're ripe, and I guess God is getting ready to take the bride. So I'm sitting at my desk, and the Lord impressed in my spirit that the bananas represent all of us in a bunch. Because the bananas are on a whole bunch. They all grow all together, and that's a rapt-centric family, and he's going to take us, that's to confirm what Raina said, he's going to take us up together.
Oh, wow.
And that's,
amen.
It took me like,
that's beautiful.
It took me a while to get that. And maybe somebody can confirm or really, maybe I'm losing it. Judy.
No.
But, that's what he didn't speak to me, but that's what he really impressed in me, that roughly, that's why he had, because I don't like banana, and that's why he had me focus on that, is because if anyone doesn't know that I took a trip to heaven, and he showed me a beautiful garden, and I was flying around praising God because it was so beautiful, and I went over to a bunch of perfectly ripe bananas. Mm. And I went and I touched it, and he just saying, okay, Jason. And he's just saying that it's us. It represents that we are ready to go. And because the bananas are all grown together in one bunch, that's the rest, that's our family that he was showing.
Beautiful.
Amen.
So,
beautiful. Wow.
We are bananas.
Top bananas. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm ready
done.
To be picked.
I'm
going to
mute myself.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get picked, too.
Yeah, amen. Banana pudding, here we come.
I tried to make a claim that bananas were invented in Kansas, and Stacy won't let me stick with that one. She's making fun of me. No love for Kansas in here.
Oh, no.
It was invented in the island.
Oh, anybody got red ruby slippers to click together and get us home? Minus
Jason.
Tornado. Jason.
Well, actually, the red ruby slippers is from Kansas, so let me click my heels together. I'll do anything at this point.
You.
I'll go buy some red ruby slippers.
Want to go home, want to go home. Click them three times.
No, I will share this, though. I mean, when you guys were really getting to go, and the Lord picks the worst times from him, not the worst, I'm not going to say that, but just the most creative times for him to speak to me, and everybody was talking, going along, and I got just hit with the Spirit, so I was walking away, and he just told me, you know, over and over again. He's very clear and very excited. He's just like, you know, saying the same thing he's telling everybody else. Time is up. There is no more waiting. You know, I have a place prepared for you. There are many great things awaiting you. The time is now. No more waiting. You know, it's just
beautiful.
Yeah, I know we all heard it, you know, but yeah, but I know I'm blessed when I hear it from people.
Oh, yes. It's all over the internet. Now. And like imminent, emergency, imminent. Get ready. He's not waiting anymore. He's given enough warnings and whatevers, and it's time. We're in the season for sure.
Pat, you are just pure fire tonight, young lady.
Well, that went through me like last night or the night before, and I'm saying to him, you want me to say that? You want me to say all that? And I says, let's take a little courage. And then someone was, you know, I think Judy, you were talking about kind of on the topic, and I looked at him and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, let's go. And off I went.
I need you to know, Pat, that he did it to me. He's been doing the same thing to me, and that's what this morning's show was him having me say all the things that he was pushing me, you know, that he wanted to be said, and he showed me how offended he was that people were coming to him with the hard hearts. And after I had said all that stuff this morning, he told me, he said, my will is done. And I mean, I almost cried when he said it, you know, because I got really emotional. And
it's
like he was putting it on me, and I was wanting to confirm it through somebody else because he really pushed me pretty far on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy had called me,
too.
And she was, Judy had called me, and I was going to tell her about it, and she called, and she started talking, and she was saying the same things that the Lord had already told me. She's like, and this, and I'm like, and I go, this is so funny. I said, he's putting on the same thing. I said, I don't even have to tell you what's going on or ask for you to confirm it. I said, you already did.
Yeah.
So, and that, he has it on you, and he has it on Dustin, and he has it on Luke, and
he's finished. He's ready, and everybody's been warned. I mean, there's no excuse not to, you know, to come to him now and just be totally honest with him and get it right with him. There's no excuse not to, because he's told you now. He's told you, you know, you don't have to be afraid, and you can just pour your heart out to him however you want to do it. You know, just do it. Just
Amen.
Get real and get healed. Be real and be healed. And don't
Stacy
don't
said she didn't
fear.
Even sleep last night. She was up waiting.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm up and down all night. I can't sleep more than 2 hours, and I'm up. And the necessary room has my name on it, of course, my older birdie that I am. But, you know, I wake up every 3 or 4 hours, seriously. And I wake up, and it's like right at first thought, you know, I'm talking to him and looking at him, you know, in my spirit. And he's just there. And sometimes I don't say anything. We just look at each other, which is very sweet, you know, because all the love is there, you know. Sometimes you don't
Amen.
Have to say anything. You just look at him, and he loves that. When we look at him, it gives him glory. You know, whatever we do, it gives him honor and glory. We think about him. We talk to him. We look at him. We invite him. You know, we include him. He loves that. He loves the little things. And for the most part, our life is made up of little things. And just, you know, give him all these little things. Just include him. You know, just include him. He wants to be part of the family. You know.
Amen.
He's so sweet. He's such a sweetheart, you know.
I was just saying that,
you know, all my life, every time I ever fell in love with a guy, I mean, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I was a model, and I wasn't, like, exactly ugly, okay? I mean, I couldn't go anywhere with people staring at me
You're
and stuff like that. I'm going to be honest with you. No, I went over today, I said, you know, Jesus, 6 times, 7 times, I fell so deep in love with men, and they always broke my heart. Well, I wanted to wait till I got married before I gave myself as a gift. I think it's like a gift you open to each other and give to each other. That's the way I was brought up. So
Amen.
I think a lot of them broke up with me, but I fell so deeply in love with all of these people, and I always got my heart smashed. And, you know, I said, I'm sweet and I'm pretty, but I wouldn't do that, you know. But I said, and finally when I went to the Lord, I said, you're not going to break my heart. You're not going to play lover's games with me. You're not going to treat me nice one day and then walk off the next. You're going to be true. And that means
Amen,
everything to
sister.
A woman. It means everything to a woman to have someone who's true and loves you unconditionally. That's why I can be totally in love with him, and I'm not going to get hurt. He doesn't. He's not like the others. He's not even like my husband.
It means everything to a man, too.
Yeah. Men are very. They say. I read somewhere that men need marriage even more than women for some reason. They want that connection. They want that security. They want that respect. They want to be in charge. They want to create. You know, they might be more quiet about things because men have a different nature and women are babbling and talking all over the place. But that doesn't mean a man doesn't have desires for, you know, intimacy and being cared for and loved and sharing. He does. He does. He really does. And I can see that in Jesus. He wants to be cared for. He wants your arms around him. He wants you to tell him you love him. He wants to be invited. He wants to be there. He wants to be in love with you as you are in love with him. And that's for everybody. You know, so he's very sensitive, and every little thing you say to him, boy, does he take it in, you know. So, but I don't have to worry about, you know, where he is with me or I am with him, because I know he loves me unconditionally, and I'm just like an idiot fool with him, you know. Totally in love, and I can enjoy it. I can enjoy the love. It's a secure love. I don't have to worry about being hurt. I don't have to worry about somebody else's. He's gonna, you know, ignore me because he's with someone. No, that doesn't. It's not like with how you date with men and women. You know, it's totally pure and lovely and there and forever, and it's deep. It's the deepest. It's a river that's as deep as an ocean. You know, and higher than any sky. You know, it's just, and it's constant. It's constant. And he's a jealous lover. Don't put anything ahead of him. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Amen.
Yeah. He told a friend of mine in Canada, she was praying, and she said the Holy Spirit came upon her, and I was told, like, he's keep, and herself, too, she loves him crazy, and everybody else out there, he says he's keeping you for himself. You're not going to be off with some other man now that you're single. Don't think you can go on these dating. Come, my kids, why don't you go on the dating lines? Why don't you no. No, because I feel like I'm cheating on him. That sounds crazy, but I couldn't give a man the love that I have for him. I couldn't, and that he's human, and that, you know, he can just take us, swoop us up in his arms and his love, you know. I'm not going to be looking to any other man for that. I'm too much in love with him. It wouldn't be fair to another man, because I could never love an earthly man as much as I love this one. Never, 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 never. No, I couldn't.
No, it's beautiful.
He's the
it's
one.
Amazing.
He's the one. It's a pure love story, you know, and he's a gentleman, he's thoughtful, and he's considerate. He has a great sense of humor, and he wants your love. And he wants you for himself. He wants you for himself. No rivals. No rivals. I don't even, like, I used to read all the time, and I'd read Grisham, and I'd read all these other, you know, really, really good stories. I mean, it's a shame they have to put all the cursing and swearing and stuff, because sometimes the stories are good. I don't even read a book unless I'm reading scripture, or I'm just talking to him, or I'm doing stuff online. And I've had an apostle at Heralds of Divine Love. I've had it for 41 years, and that's a miracle story in itself. When we have more time, I'll tell you how that happened. That's one of the books that I read out of. And, well, we don't have time right now because it's 8:56, but I'll tell you how that even started. It was a total miracle how that started, you know, from my apostle.
No, I love yours. I love it when you speak that. That's why I was so,
yeah.
It was so neat
yeah.
to hear you get on fire tonight. I mean, even when you're just forgiving your readings, I know that it's stuff you put a lot of time and your heart into when you're reading and you're finding and giving things, and I know you're just wanting to share it, and that's what's so neat is
yes.
you just want to share the same love and experience you have when you read these things.
I want people to feel and know what I have with the Lord, because it's real and it's there and it's true, and there's no reason for them to miss out. But I want them to get to the point where they ask for it, or they know how to come to him, and even if it's in fire and flame and fury, you know, just get to him and tell him. Just tell him. Just tell him. Now, he told me I was going to do this, and I'm like, you know.
I do. That's how I've been. I went on. I went through quite a bit with it, you know. He just told me, he's like, you can either please man, and that's as far as you'll go in your walk, or you can just do what I tell you to do and not worry about what the world thinks of you. And I was like, okay.
Oh, who cares what the world thinks anymore? They can criticize. You know, he said there'd be persecutions in life. Well, that's okay. I'm secure in his love that you throw anything at me, it's going to bounce right off, because I'm too much in love with him to let anything bother me. You know, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. And it's been for a long time. And this thing's about the songs. It's just quick. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 20 years old, every love song that came on, and I'm talking secular love songs, it was like he was singing to me and wooing me and courting me and wanting me to be his own. And the joy of that I had, that it's never left since I'm before 20 years old, that of him pursuing you and wanting to love you, you know. And we need that. We need to know someone can be true with us, and he's the truest one of all. He's never going to hurt us. He's never going to leave us, you know. And that's such a security. And you can just let yourself go completely in love with him and not worry about ever being hurt, you know, like with earthly relationships, you know, which I have learned the hard way.
Oh, amen.
Oh, yeah. You've been hurt very badly a lot, you know, and that I know that's just the way it is. And you got to, you know, you're going to get hurt. You know, nobody's
perfect. I have two
bad,
you know,
and,
I dated, and there's women that I thought I was really in love with, and you know they, you know they lay you down, and you realize that you know you will like more love the idea of it, and you know, and so when you really find love, you know you don't let go of it, and when you find that pure source,
That's what
we
have
with
God. It's so sweet, Jason.
Oh,
it's very sweet.
I'm a very confident person. I can, and I'm very open. I mean, I can have the most open conversations about hurt emotions and everything. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just I've always been that way. Everybody always gives me,
man.
I might have a stone face, but you know, like I said, I got a big heart.
Yes. Yeah. So you know, but he's Jesus is the one. You know, just lean on him and hold him and let him hold you and don't worry about a thing. You know, just to give it all to him and let him be your number one, because he wants to be the number one person in your life. And I'd like to just get that to everybody, that somehow that they would just let him love them and let them feel what they can have with him, you know, this beautiful love relationship, this beautiful romance, you know, really. It never quits. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, when we share these things, like Dustin was saying this morning, you know, when we share all these words and share all these things, we'll be going through it, and I'll be like, oh, I need to work on that too, and oh, I need to, you know, be more open with this and be more open with that, and sometimes it spooks me. I'm like, wait a minute, is something wrong, you know, but you know, you let your emotions or your whatever get the best of you sometimes, and Pat, I know it probably doesn't happen to you anymore at all, but you know, the Lord has made quick work of me in the last few months and taken me long ways. And it's just neat to hear you, because you've been walking for so long with him, and you've been through, you know, trials that we have no idea how to even relate to. And yeah, you're still so full of love and joy and energy. I'm just very grateful.
If you're in love with him, he's right there. You know, he's right there for you, with you, and there's no reason to be ill at ease or not have peace, because you know he's watching after you like a loving husband, like a loving friend, like a loving father. You know, and even though I can't relate to father that much, like I tease him, I'll double up on spouse because I can't kind of relate to the father thing. I can't. I don't. I can't. I have a hard time with that, but I won't let that stand in the way of having a relationship of father with him. But I might give him kind of a look like I'm trying, but it's hard for me because I have connotations that are not too good with my own earthly father, you know. But I love my father, you know, and I forgive and everything, and I hope one day we have a very good relationship together. But I'm very guarded with men. I'm very cautious with men because I've been hurt, and my trust level with just another man, I'm cautious. I'm very cautious, and I'm very proper. With a different.
Well, you've been pushed
to
your limits on it. You've been pushed to your limits.
But see, with Jesus, you can just love, just relax, and know you're not going to get hurt. That means a lot to me.
No relationship is going to last without God. That's guaranteed.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how attractive you are, how much money. That money is not going. It's not. You can't buy love.
No.
And you can't get real love without Jesus Christ.
No.
So. No relationship is going to last without him.
No, unless the marriage is grounded in the love of Christ in each one of you, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. It's even, you know, even with the trials and tribulations, you've got to learn to come to prayer together, you know, and learn to be kind to each other and forgive each other and know that you're not perfect and try to make it work in the Lord. The couples who pray together, they'll make it. They will make it if you can pray together. Yeah. Yeah.
Prays together, stays together. That's what they say.
Yes,
right?
Family that prays together stays together. And spouses, if they know how, if they genuinely love the Lord and want Him in their life, then they come together in prayer. You know, and they go through anything that comes. You know, any problems or anything, they pray about it, and they have God's blessing on them and God's solutions to the many problems that do come with marriage and children and everything else, and kids are sick and you have bills you can't pay and you know, you're tired and grumpy, and you know, if you can come and pray together about those things and just be kind to each other, just don't lose the respect that you had for each other. You know, and couples who say, well, it isn't working out, you know, go back to the first time you loved each other and try to rekindle that, what attracted you to begin with, and ask God to bless you with that, you know. I mean, it's just a suggestion, you know. But
amen.
Yeah, but I didn't know all that stuff, you know, years ago, and you learn stuff as you go along, you know. But I know I'm never going to get married again, and I'm never going to be attracted to another man because Jesus won't let me. No way.
He wants you for himself and yourself only.
Yes, he told my friend online, she said the Holy Spirit just came over her, and she was asking because she loves the Lord with all her heart, and she has this guy who's pursuing her. And, you know, when you're single, like I am now, and you're thinking, and it's like, no, don't even think about it. Don't go on those sites. No, seriously.
You stay right here, young lady.
Yeah. He said, I'm keeping it for myself. And she says he's keeping me for himself. So she told this other boyfriend that wanted her, she said, you know, I don't mind, you know, we have a dinner, we will have a friendship, but I'm not going to be marrying you. He wanted to marry. She says, no, I can't. I love the Lord. And she just told him straight out. She says, I can't love you the way I love God. You know, and she's single in the world. She's in her 40s. She kept herself, you know, and she... she's just too in love with God to cater to any other man, you know, and that's the way it is. You know, once you fall in love with Him, it's like, that's it.
Amen.
You're his, he's yours.
Guys, I got to step away, but I want to tell you how much I love you guys and how much I appreciate y'all, but I do got to step away. Pat, I hope you're there with us in the morning, unless you're getting sleeping in a little bit.
I'll try to be up. Sometimes if I'm not up, it's because I have people in my house that I kind of have to cater to and kind of be with, you know. So if I'm on a little bit later, I'll always get on, but I can't always guarantee when I'm, you know, I can be on because things are here with people and my daughter needs attention and stuff because she's, you know.
No, I'm blessed to have you
talent.
Here when you can.
Yeah.
It's,
when
you
I can
know,
get on, I'll be on, you know, really, always. Always. And I love,
well, I love
you
guys.
You're
I hope we get pooped up in the air tonight. So good night, guys. I love you.
Okay,
good
night,
love
Jackson. You.
Good night, Jackson. Love you, bro.
Okay, bye. Yeah, it's 9:06. Okay. Oh, my.
Yeah, so, you're very sweet. You're very, very sincere, and we're definitely, I mean, I'm serious.
I wouldn't be anything but sincere. Yeah, no, I wouldn't
definitely
be anything but sincere and littleness of spirit, you know, everything for God. You know,
well,
I'm not the shining example.
It's not. You're a shining example because it's not. I mean, it's not common. It's not like sincerity is common. You know, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And you're kind of, you know, you're more mature than anyone.
If I can help someone to come closer to the Lord, that's what I say to Him. I want to console you and bring you souls, just like that. That's the only reason I'm here. Is just to love you and help others love you. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, I know you've touched a lot of people since you've been a part of these shows.
I hope so. Because a long time ago I said, Lord, I'd like to just speak to people. I do it online. I mean, I send out pages that go over to 4,000 people every time, you know, two or three times a week, and I've done that for 8 years. And I've had this other apostle, which I'll tell you about, you know, when we have more time and stuff, how it started. And sending, you know, material in Spanish and English all over the world for 41 years, you know. And now I do some online, you know. Yeah, but God did something with me when I was 30, you know. And, it's incredible. But I'll wait till there's everybody on and I'll tell them that story. And it'll just see. You see how God works in your life if you want something done, you know. And, yeah, and I still do it. I still send stuff out by snail mail. There's people, I have Indian people from India, but lovely. They love God with all their heart, and they live in Dubai. Okay, and you can't mail them anything or send them anything, books or nothing. So I have to send them stuff online, you know, spiritual things. Otherwise, they can't have any access to anything because it's a Muslim country, you know. And they'll ban everything and whatever. So I online they can receive things. So I send them stuff online, and they make copies for other people over there. And on we go.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have some workers in different countries, like we send to Peru or something, and we'll send thousands of leaflets to them, and then they will distribute them there in South America and whatever, you know, in Spanish and whatever. And so we just, and most of our material has been donated. You know, we haven't had to really, I mean, I'll pay for the postage and stuff if people don't have it, and that's it, but everything is free, you know, and we just send stuff all over the world. I have an assistant in New York, and I said that's what I want to do for you. That's what the things that I've read to you, I make up copies of all this stuff, and it just goes all over, either through snail mail. Sometimes, you know, we used to be able to send it by ship, you know, by boat, but they don't do that anymore. You have to send it by airmail. So it costs $30 in postage. You do it, and you send it over to them, and then they go into the remote villages where people are living in huts, but they'll walk 2 miles to town because they can be on the computer and we can communicate with each other because we both know English. And they would be in the most remote places, but the people can read and speak English, and they will make copies of what I send them. I mean, for goodness, and give it out to the people in the villages. I mean, hello, like, wow, you know, that blows me away. And this person, they live very simply in a hut, and he didn't know what an air conditioning was. And I said, he says, oh, we just go outside and sit outside and stay cool. I mean, like, just totally, totally different from, didn't understand our technology or anything, but knew how to speak English and knew how to use a computer. And that's all they had to do. And they would make copies and walk all over the countryside and give out these leaflets and stuff. Sometimes they'd be Bible verses. I'd send Bibles over to them so they could preach. And you never know where God's going to lead you to send stuff, you know. It's incredible, you know. Australia, Africa, India, Sri Lanka, England, Europe, all over the place. And I'm very blessed to have the Joyce Lang list, and I do this now on there as well as other people, you know, and we send things all over the world through the computer to other people. I have friends in England and outside Dubai and Australia. I have all these international friends, and it's Christ who is the crux of everything. That's why we're united, you know, and we're one in Him all over the world. It's incredible. So it's a family all over the world, a family in Christ, mm-hmm. you know, that mm-hmm. Is such a blessing, such a blessing. Mm-hmm.
He said that his word would be spread to the corners of the globe before he came.
Yes.
He said and knowledge will increase. Yeah. People will be able to travel.
Yeah. That was for our times. And you know, that shows the season we're in, because all these things have taken place. Everything that he, you know, that Daniel sealed up the books at this time. And if you, we're in it. We're right smack dab in it, you know. Everything that the Bible has talked about, we're in it right now. The gospel is preached around the world. Israel's a state. What's a generation? 60, 70 years? Back in the time of our Lord, wasn't 40 years? So how long are we talking? Probably 70 years from 1948, you know. And he said that this generation will not pass away. That doesn't mean he's going to wait the pure 70 years. It's going to be a few years maybe before that. But this generation mm-hmm. will not pass away. Mm-hmm. We're the generation who will see the return of the Lord. It's as plain as the nose on your face, really. When you think about it, when you look at all the, you read what's said, you know, we're right here. It's at the door. It's at the door. And all these thousands of people getting all these same things. These are people who are like you and others, are very sincere with the Lord. They love the Lord with their heart. Why would you not be hearing from Him? Of course you're hearing from Him. Thousands are hearing from Him that this is the season. So be ready. Be ready. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, finally, this is going to happen. Well, it had to happen someday. Why not now? Of course.
Why not?
Why not now? Why does it have to? Why do you have to think? Oh, well, it's going to be 4 or 5 years. Why? Why do you have to think that way? Why can't you accept through his grace that it's right now? Right now. Mm-hmm. And we're blessed and we're going to go. Has to happen sometime, so why not now? Why not now? Okay? Mm-hmm. Of course you can
most
have
the people
right
that most of the people that don't think it's now, Pat, they're not even saying that because they're saying, you know, oh, there's more things that have to happen prophetically. No, they're just saying not now because they don't want it to happen now. But most of the people that are saying, no, it's not now, they're not saying that because they're saying something else has to happen because we know that's not true. Prophetically, you know, I definitely know that there's nothing else left to happen before the rapture.
And all the things that can happen are things that will destroy us. I mean, it sounds terrible. If we hang around so much longer, all those ones out there who hate us are going to kill us. There aren't going to be any Christians left. Nobody's raptured. And where is our hope? You know? There'd be nothing. There'd be no bride, there'd be nothing, because there are so many out there in every country killing the Christians, the persecutions, you know, because they hate us, because we will not convert. We'd rather die for our faith, you know, or they just come in and murder you anyway, because you're not them, and you won't come over to them. Well, of course not, you know, so I pray God continue with this great anointing of conversions, you know, of the ones who are not Christian, because he's doing it. He's doing it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Others who are not Christian are coming around through visitations. So, you know, and the Holy Spirit said it would be with these times where, like a prairie fire, he would just, you know, visions and dreams and the children, you know, we know what it said. And it's happening. But still there are many out there who want us dead, you know, and if we, you know, if we're supposed to have, there's this comet Lanier now, and asteroids are supposed to come in and cause really damage. I mean, it's all out there, and earthquakes and everything else. You know, where's our blessed hope? Where's this joy? What are we looking up to joyously for if we're going to have to go through all this horror? You know, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. What will we have to look forward to if all these things are happening?
Exactly. Your blessed hope. Your blessed hope. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
If we hang around here much longer, the world's being destroyed bit by bit. If it isn't a sinkhole, it's an earthquake. If it is an earthquake, it's a volcano. If it isn't that, it's a tsunami. If it isn't that, it's drought or tornadoes. Or I mean, it's on the increase. It's incredible, incredible. You know, you're not going to survive. What's coming, you know, and it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. All these things happening is a wake-up call because people are going to look around and say, why is this happening? Like, and it's going to lead to the thought, you know, maybe God is trying to tell us something and maybe we better pay attention because if we don't, we're not going to make it because it's just getting worse and worse and worse. It's like an adventure story to go on the internet on the mainstream news. They're not going to tell us everything. But you go on here, and there's news channels that tell you straight up front what's going on, real honest, you know.
Yeah.
And it's bad. It's bad, and there's accidents that are just weird, like this, you know. There was a church thing, and over in Mississippi, that the second floor collapsed, and 70 kids fell down to the first floor from a church meeting. They were all having a service. None of them killed, but some of them got hurt. You know, the first floor went into the second floor. The second floor went into the first floor, rather, as it collapsed. And then this thing with the explosion with the sulfuric acid where, you know, people had to be evacuated, a lot of people. And just these weird things are happening, you know. And if you're caught up in all this, I mean, you could lose your life. You know, it's bad enough the ones coming around to kill us, but all these other freak things happening, you know, and the weather's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I mean, we have thunderstorms tomorrow with lightning and a lot of rain. And as I said, we have tons of snow. And so this is going to be cute when the rain meets the snow, you know, and the 57 degrees. I mean, hello. That's not normal.
How many inches are you guys getting?
It's probably like 15 inches out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
and it's
a
all
lot.
Piled
I didn't know
up.
It was that much.
I mean,
wow.
And we shoveled the walkways and stuff, but this is all going to melt and the rain tomorrow, so I've got to make sure, as I say, thank God we don't flood, but I'm going to have to get trenches dug on the sides of the house so that whatever water comes or whatever melting goes right down to the backyard and down the mountain, you know, because otherwise it's going to be horrible. The house will flood. Mm. We've never had a flood in 14 years, and I've never seen such crazy weather in 14 years. You know, and then it's going. So we have about 5 days of it being near in the 50s and stuff, and then it's going back to 32 degrees. Hello. crazy.
Not a good combination.
It warms up and then it freezes down again. And then you're going to have frozen. All this melted stuff is going to freeze up again, and it's going to cause the roads to be an absolute nightmare. There was a 50 car pileup in one of the states that we had on yesterday. You know, no one was killed, but 50 car pileup. You know, from the roads being icy. You know, the black ice. People don't see it, and you're just zipping along, and you go to turn or something, and then you crash, and then people crash into you because they're doing, you know, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour, and they can't slow down because they're slipping. So you have, and the other day it was a 100-car pileup in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yeah. 100. We were talking about that. That is incredible.
Yeah.
It makes you think, I mean, if somebody set this up, 100 cars, that's incredible.
100, and then today, yesterday, 50. And another place, 50-car pileup. Because of the ice on the road, because of the weird weather, you know.
Weird weather.
And it's just watch down south now, like Kentucky and all those southern states. They've got it all in red for tornadoes, possible tornadoes, and very severe thunderstorms because the weather's nuts. It's warming up too fast, meeting with the cold, you know, which is not normal. And zap, you've got horrific storms. People say, why do you watch this? I said, well, you know, I watch the news because I don't put it on for long, but I pray for people. I cover them with the precious blood and holy wounds. Those who are killed and the families that are affected, that is the greatest offering I can offer is Christ's blood and wounds on them, to give them peace, to give them, you know, some kind of sanity for what's happened, some kind of comfort, and for the ones who, you know, who died, you know, just I cover them with precious blood and holy wounds. I mean, that's what I do. You know, and then I'll move on to the next thing or whatever. I'm not a television. I don't watch it. Most of even the commercials are sensuous and bad. I mean, they're so disgusting. You know, they talk about things that you should just talk about with your doctor or your wife, you know, and you shouldn't have it.
You're right.
The kids are watching this garbage.
Right.
And then they're
horrible.
Asking their parents.
I can only imagine how much the world has changed from when you were a
horrible.
Child to now.
Oh, it's horrible. It's like right in your face pornography, even in the commercials. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. They talk about things that you just shouldn't talk about, and they show things, and they use language. Now they even use curse words on some of the newscasters and in the commercials, you know, the more milder ones. But still, you got kids listening, you know. It's bad. It's gotten very loose and very careless and very dangerous, morally dangerous, you know. So with the commercials come on, I put the sound off, and I change the channel, and then I'll go back to the weather or whatever, you know. The weather's like an adventure story now. It's like an action-packed movie because you just don't know what's going to happen. And this is the 18th named storm, Seneca, you know. And it's like, and then there's one behind that. And I say, well, we hate to tell you, but there's another storm behind this one. It's come. People are worried. Oh, and they were talking about the psychological effect that people are getting into rage. They're getting into depression. They're getting into this because they can't get out, and you can't get into the sun. And they got to go out and shovel, and they can't go anywhere. And it's causing people mental breakdowns, that they're almost dangerous, some of them, because they're full of rage, you know, because of the weather, just because of the weather. Just because of the weather. They can't get out. Mm. They're stuck.
Incredible.
Yeah, and it's psychologically damaging them, you know, which you can understand. It's snow rage, or we're getting all these new terms now, you know, sleep thunder, and now we have snow rage, you know.
Oh my gosh!
But it's true. Yeah,
it's new weather patterns. That's why.
It doesn't stop. It's just the storms don't stop. And if it's not, you know, and if it's not snow and stuff, the storms are still going to come, and you're going to have flooding from the rain, you know, and the wind everywhere is picking up to 50, 60 miles an hour. You know, we're supposed to get high wind, you know, and that's going to take your power out. It's not going to be ice on the wires. It's not going to be, anything else. It's going to be the wind, and now that's going to cause all kind of havoc, you know. Oh, it's crazy. But it's a sign of his days, waking people up. He's saying, look at this. Look at this craziness, you know. And that's what he's doing. He's waking everybody up. Somewhere along the line, they got to look at all this and say, well, wait a minute. Why is this happening? This is so abnormal, you know.
Exactly.
What? And they just might think, well, maybe God's angry at us, you know, and he's trying to wake us up.
Maybe God has a plan with all of this. Maybe he's trying to say something.
Yes. That's what it's coming to, because you know, if they're following the enemy, he's certainly not doing them any favors, you know, giving them all this horrible weather, if that's what they think it is, you know. And, you know, it's God waking them up, because he's in charge. Nobody else is in charge, you know. He's the creator, and he'll do anything he can to wake you up. And sometimes you get hit over the head, let me tell you, but you'll wake up. You'll wake up. You'll wake up. And you'll question and say, whoa, why is this happening to me? You know, I think somebody's trying to tell me something. Mm-hmm. You might have to get smacked around a few times, but after you'll get rid of your pride and your arrogance and your stupidity, and you're gonna say, hey, whoa, wait a minute, you know, you're telling me something here. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to wake me up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll use any means possible to get to you. He will. Oh, he will. Because he doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't want to lose you. You know, don't tell me he doesn't. Yeah, yeah. Okay, love. I guess we'll wrap it up and I'll be on in the morning. You know, whenever I get on.
Looking forward to you.
Okay, so we ask the Holy Spirit to just bless us and keep us talking and fill us what He wants us to say tomorrow, and that we're going to reach souls and wake them up, because they need They need to be woken up. All right, honey. Good night. Love you, and we'll talk.
All right,
tomorrow.
I love you. Okay, Pat. Good night.
Bye, bye now. Good night, sweetie.
All right, bye.
Well, dear, I guess me and you're going to host the show.
What? You're going to host?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Lee is the new host. Lee is the new host.
Yeah, Lee should host.
I'm taking over Jason's job. Jason, you're fired. He left the steering wheel and no one at the steering wheel.
I think when everybody stops, you know, when everybody hangs up, I think it'll shut down.
Oh, who's this?
Who
are you a
this?
Troll?
No. Whatever.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you want us to talk about?
Nothing. You talk about the mute button.
Hello. Where's Pat? We need her.
Guys, I have a quick little question.
Sure.
Huh?
Okay, so my question is, like, after the bride gets raptured, what happens to all the Muslims who have a different belief and doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior?
They stay there in the tribulation?
Yeah.
Okay.
They go to, they're left behind.
So, like, even the children, too?
No, I think the children are gone. You know, I think all of the kids are gone. There's a certain age, and, you know, I'm sure God will make that assessment, you know, because He sees everybody's hearts. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that all of the kids, you know, he's going to make that decision. I don't think there's a definite age, but he's going to, you know, all of the people, he's not going to hold all the young people accountable for stuff they don't have control over. I think you have to, you know, you have to have made a decision maybe not to follow him, or, you know, at least be of a certain age. So.
Yeah, and hopefully, like, this will motivate the parents to see the truth, you know, because it would be really obvious.
Well, it depends on what they believe, because if they believe whatever lie is being told to them at first, then no. Because there's going to be a great deception, and so they're going to lie and say that, you know, the kids were, I don't know, maybe taken by aliens or something. They're going to tell them that their children are somewhere. They're not going to say Jesus came and took your children to heaven. They're not going to say that.
Oh, wow, that's true.
Who is this, by the way?
Oh, this is Salima.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hello.
What?
I just asked her, did that answer her question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's cool. We needed stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. You have 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute left?
I think so. It's like 9:28 here. So what? Doesn't the show usually end at like 9:29, 9:30? Like 1 minute, 2 minutes?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. You're never on podcast. You always listen after.
Yeah.
You should join the call more often. Mystery. Great mysteries of heaven right there.
Well, I don't think so. In heaven, they're like, no, we know what's going on. It's pretty boring.
True.
Where did Stacy go?
Like, her call got dropped, and then she's like, calling me, but then I'm like, I can call you back, but we're just going to get hung up on.
Oh.